Hey, it's Sherrod Small. We got Tracy Morgan on Race Wars. You know the year he's been through, to hell and back. Now back to hell. Check him out on Race Wars.
You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's Kurt Metzger from Race Wars. I just got a nice package in the mail from Harry's with their holiday edition razor and lotion set, man. And it was pretty great. And I'm telling you to go buy it right now before December 10th because that's while it's still free shipping. So right now, go to harrys.com. It's a special offer for our fans. $5 off your first order with the code RACEWARS. Don't wait. December 10th is when you get, that's the deadline for free shipping, which you do want. I'm going to actually buy, I got mine for free, but I have a secret Santa thing I got to do at my goddamn writing job. So it's like the perfect, luckily I picked a dude, because I don't want to hand a razor to a girl. It feels weird. But you know what? Be progressive. Get it for a female too. Harry's razor. The holiday set's great. It's a copper handle razor. I wasn't even done using my old Harry's razor yet when I got this new one. So now I got two good razors. Harry's razors. Harry's.com. Promo code RACEWARS. Before December 10th.
Race Wars.
I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to do that?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power!
We back in the building, baby. You know I'm here by myself right now because the white man's late. That's right, old white torso Kurt Mexica. He's late again. You can't trust white people. That's what I'm learning in my travels. But we got Tracy Morgan coming in. Tracy's also coming in today, and that's going to be exciting. He's on his way. Should be like 5 minutes away. And that's going to be a big thing, you know? Tracy ain't been on a lot of shows recently. Only us. Only today's show, Howard Stern, and this. That's a big get. Tommy, am I right?
Big get.
Oh, walk to the mic, Tommy. I'm sorry. Before Shell screams at you. Grab on a Goldstein commemorative. He's on a Goldstein commemorative mic.
How's the tour going with Tracy?
Oh, the tour's going great. We're off to South Carolina this weekend. We're going to Columbia.
Oh,
Columbia,
cool.
South Carolina.
Was last week the first week?
No, we started actually 2 weeks ago in Nyack at Liberty Live. So we're doing some run-up shows before we do the theaters and shit in January.
So oh, cool. How'd the shows been?
It was great. We did a Nyack show. It was great. And then we did Albany. We did what club was that up there? I'm feeling bad.
Nyack, New York? Like upstate?
Yeah.
That's where Rosie O'Donnell lives. Is she there?
No, her daughter was there. Her daughter was there. That's where I got my weed from when I got it there. Yeah, that runaway one. She got the
She's
good
living
weed.
She's with you now?
That Rosie runaway daughter got the good weed. She had heroin too, but I don't do that. That's a white kid's weed. But yeah, we got the tour going. It's gonna be good times. Aaron just walked in. Hey, Aaron.
Hey.
Hey, you see Kurt's late again.
Oh, okay.
Well, good to see you. You made it through that Rockefeller Center traffic. If people don't know, right now, tonight, they're lighting that dumb tree.
Oh, that's why it's like that.
That's why there's a billion people outside the building right now. They're lighting a Rockefeller Center tree. Ah, it took me 30 minutes to go two blocks. Mm-hmm. I wanted to kill everybody out there.
I walked through Times Square because it was easier.
Did you?
Yeah, that's smart. Sixth Avenue, yeah.
Ain't it crazy when Times Square is less people than fucking not Times Square?
It's like Dante's inner circle of hell normally, but today it was a relief.
Did you ever go out there and check out that tree? You've been out there before.
Yeah, I go like late at night when I'm on my bike and no one's around.
Oh.
It's pretty. I like it.
Yeah, I see it late night too. Most times when I'm driving in the cab, like, oh yeah, that's right, the tree's up.
A little like one-eyed open, kind of drunk.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Trying not to throw up in an Uber. Oh, I love throwing up in an Uber. It's better throwing up in an Uber than in a city cab because it's their personal car.
Yeah, and then they care about it.
They really care. Is it baby seat in the back?
Yeah.
I'll throw it right in your baby seat, stupid. Get a real job. Yeah, that tree's out there. There's a million people I can't take. But it's Christmas time. It's time for, you know, trees and
liking people
and
I don't know if that's
locking the door on Kurt. Is that dumb Kurt? Hey, I knew it was him. I could tell by the walk. And look who's got a haircut today. Tracy will be here in 5 minutes.
Oh.
Look who's got a haircut. He just texted me. John's gonna go out and get him.
Hey, Tommy's here. Hey, what's up, man?
Get on the mic, dumb.
Who's
look at him.
Who's all these people?
First of all,
who's the guy in the wheelchair? First of all,
you don't know John?
No, have I met you, John? No. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, good. Well, have you ever heard of Kurt?
Yes.
Only because of his association with me, of course. Okay.
Is that right?
John's a mega comedy fan. He's everywhere.
Oh. Well,
you got a million pictures on Instagram and on Facebook. What comedian have you met?
I don't remember.
And I see some other pictures on there, too, you son of a bitch. can we get a mic to him? Get a mic over there, Shell. Because he's got some, this motherfucker's got titties all in his face on his Instagram. That motherfucker is slick with his.
Did you ever do the Riviera Club in the casino in Vegas?
No.
The playroom?
No.
It's the guy who played, Steve Schrippa books it, the guy from Sopranos who liked model trains.
Yeah.
What was his character?
Oh, the...
He's Tony's like brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law, right. Married to the sister, right.
Yeah, so he booked it, and it's where they shot Casino. So I was doing the comedy there. I was just
How was that room? How was it?
I had a great time, man, actually. Okay. It was but it was a blind convention was in town, of all blind people. And across the way from the comedy show was
John, go down and get Tracy.
It was a stripper. It had like strippers, and the line of blind people to see these strippers was unbelievable. And I didn't know what the hell they were doing there, and they told me the strippers have like scented scarves, and they like sit on you, and you smell them a lot.
What, the scent? They put scented scarves on you?
Like the, yeah, that's what the blind don't do. I can understand what they're looking
at. Oh, for the blind?
I thought they get to like grab or something, but it's not that. They come over with like scarves and brush them by your blind face and you smell.
So it could just be the, you know, the janitor with a sweet scarf rubbing in a blind guy's face.
It might just be the fucking custodian.
Yes.
Old.
Now, John, tell the fans custodian. Where you're from, first of all.
I'm from Bergen County, New Jersey.
Bergen County, okay. Yeah. Oh, Bergen County, yeah. Dumb Kurt's from Jersey, too.
What's in Bergen County? Is that where Woodbridge is?
Paramus.
Oh, yeah. That's I used to work there at the Funco Land Paramus briefly.
Did you really?
That was the rich one, where all the rich people would come. When you get the most commissions on Nintendo cleaners.
You're in high school?
No, I was 19, I guess.
Now, where, John, did you run into all these young ladies who had the boobs in your face on your Instagram?
Oh, you're probably referring to Comic-Con.
That was Comic-Con?
Probably, yeah.
Really?
Is that much titty in Comic-Con?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there is.
Is that much motherfucking titty in
You ever went to Comic-Con?
I went to Comic-Con in San Diego for VH1 and did a whole thing, got to run R2-D2, nigga, it was great.
This is the thing I learned.
But it's a lot more titty now.
Well, there's plenty of that, but what I mainly learned is if superheroes were real... They would just smell like shit in those outfits.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that, breathing, yeah, engaging that, in physical
that
activity.
That fabric does not breathe.
What are tights made out of?
Wonder Woman smell like Hello Ladies.
Do I know what tights are made out
of? Yeah, what's the like spandex or nylon? I don't know. It don't breathe, though. It just stunk like fat guy in a super suit. But there's always like a hot, like slutty something gamer costume, you know.
What?
At Comic-Con. I don't know if that's more recent.
But it seemed like you were with 1,000 girls there who all had their titties out. I saw like 10, like maybe 5 or 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere now.
Yeah.
Oh, I think so the strippers found out.
It wasn't like a charity or something?
No, it wasn't.
Tits for Wheels? Or
That would be that's a good idea.
Let's start a Tits for Wheels charity.
I'll do it. Tits for Wheels.
Hey, so Lisa Ann's coming in too a little bit later. And because I hope she could talk about it. She said she'd ask her lawyer, but she knows she has some kind of James Dean info.
Wait, explain to people who's James Dean. Like, everybody's not into porn like you.
I'm not into porn with named people. I watch fucking amateur.
Yeah, you like amateur hour.
But it was like a feminist porn star.
That's why I'm delighting in this.
Oh, that's why I'm made my day.
Yeah.
A feminist porn star.
Well, yeah, he kind of...
Pro bitch?
Yeah, he kind of ran around in a crew of like internet feminists and he was like...
They would fuck him.
There was like this whole kind of... A few years ago, there was a bunch of profiles of him. There's this GQ profile by Wells Tower that was actually really good. But there was some more like fawning, like James Dean is the boy next door. Which it turns out he was more of a Cosby next door.
Well, you know what's funny is because it does show you how far it's come that fucking a male porn star in this day and age is like the same kind of cachet as a dude fucking a porn star. Like, that used to be a status
for women.
A guy, yeah,
it's
like,
not
for
it's
these
not.
Feminists. I'm telling you, for these feminists,
well, they're dumb. That's why I was shooting them back in the face right now.
That's my favorite part. But in fact, the one girl, what's her name? Gwen Derringer was her porn name, but she's a comic in DC who I have never met. Don't have any feelings about one way
First
or another.
First of all, if you do porn and you're a comedian, nigga, pick a life. you can't do both.
Wanted to empowered Caitlin Bailey style.
You're
try it
good.
A little bit.
That means you're not good at anything. She in just, any one of them.
Once again,
it's
Caitlin
like I'm trying
Bailey
to fuck
style.
You. I'm trying to fuck you when you're telling jokes.
Yeah.
Who wants that?
Well, no.
Knock.
She had a boyfriend. She's like,
yeah, fuck it.
This is my thing for me. And then she made a porn with James Dean. And she wrote an article in Salon about her time, or Slate maybe. And it was all about how we just cuddled and watched John Mulaney. And then. And
that sounds like a rape.
And whatever. And so you heard this thing. So he's supposed to be the friendly. Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it
does. It sounds like a friendly, like this is the non-threatening porn star that's like, he gets it with women. And
it turns out he's strong arm and pitches.
Yeah.
And it's more than him just not respecting a safe word, though, right?
He does that kind of porn. I don't really watch porn star porn. I don't really give a shit. Except Lisa Ann, I watched after we had her on. I'm like, because I really just want to see porn of people I know, to be honest.
I was going to watch Lisa Ann, but I don't want to spoil it before I get the real pussy.
Well, let me know how that goes.
Well, me and her and James Dean going out later, so I'll send you a fucking tweet.
Between you and James Dean, the brutality that this woman will
endure.
We'll have to endure. I totally fucking lost my train of thought.
You were talking about James Dean strong-arming women.
Your stupid Lisa Ann advances just derailed.
But I'm saying, I heard one story that he like didn't respect the safe word. Now, is that
rape? That's Stoya.
Is that rape?
Does he say no and you keep going? It's rape.
If someone gives you their safe word and you keep going, then it, from that point on, is non-consensual. It's not.
Rape is just basically not consent, isn't it?
It's having sex with someone without their consent. Yes.
But you know, when you're having sex, you forget stuff. Can't remember every little thing, every little banana.
Well, except for a safe word.
I said banana.
Yeah, but when you hear banana, you should go, why is she saying banana? Oh yeah,
I got the banana dick, nigga.
Is she hungry? Why is she saying this? A safe word's designed for that very purpose, to not have a misunderstanding.
But you're bound to have a misunderstanding. Nobody stops right away when you say the safe word. You always got to say it more than once.
Okay, fine. So say it three times and get out.
Maybe he was a 7-time dude. He got to hear it 7 times before he pulls his dick out of your throat.
Like I said, I'm not even making the judgment guilty. I don't fucking know anything. But I'm not saying I'm not going to say that that you got to say a safe word too. The whole point you have is the person has to stop. That's why it's safe.
Right.
It's a safe word.
Maybe she considered it rape because it wasn't a camera there.
Well, it wasn't just her. It wasn't just her. It was
There's a bunch of them coming out.
Like kind of coming out of the woodwork saying that like he didn't respect their boundaries.
He's a porn star.
He's a professional sex haver. He should be really good at having sex.
He should be better than you.
Yeah. He's not.
Yeah, he should be better.
I've seen
than
his
you.
Work. He's not.
No, better than you at
not raping?
At not raping.
Okay. We're even. Still say even.
You've got a great pro-am career.
That's right.
Yeah, so
I'll be playing in Europe.
Yeah, but I kind of want to say he's guilty because I've always hated his face, and I've always hated the love of like that Gwen Derringer. I had nothing
but
against
any
her,
porn, but anyway.
But I'm reading this bitch wrote a thing like Kurt Metzger, he's a misogynist. I'm like, oh, I'm so happy you made a videotape with a rapist. Like, I want that to be true.
Oh, that's the girl.
Just for that reason, just for this fucking dippy open micer that apparently thinks I'm a misogynist.
And she fucked the dude.
She made a porn with James Dean, who's a nice man who can cuddle and watch James Dean.
But you're a misogynist.
I watched John Mulaney. I couldn't cuddle and watch John Mulaney with Kurt Metzger.
John Mulaney can cuddle and watch her work.
Yeah, it's so funny. When I raped John Mulaney, we watched her porn.
And triggered it.
Mulaney does look like he could hold him down. By the way, his new hour is really good.
I believe it. Mulaney's funny as shit.
Yeah,
listen,
did
I want to understand this story. So this dude held.
He raped. It started out.
What are rape correspondent?
Yes,
Aaron.
As a rape expert.
Senior rape expert.
Senior rape expert. Yes, I did major in rape in college.
That's right. Well, who doesn't?
Yeah. Oh. So what happened was this.
Sherrod's like a one-man proof of every feminist claim. Yes.
That's right.
Who doesn't rape in college?
Yes. I'll piss them off even more than you, Kurt.
Yeah.
These feminists.
Yeah.
I am a feminist.
But they attack you, though.
Yeah, they don't like Kurt.
They love me.
I guess I'm one of they. Am I? No, I like Kurt.
It's the specific, you have to put it, it's a specific group.
Yeah.
There's not really a good definition of who's in charge of the whole idea, I guess.
What, of
being a feminist?
Yeah.
I guess we're a rapist, really.
There is no president of rape or feminism.
We need to fix that.
They have a similar thing like that.
Maybe we can fix it as Americans.
But if you believe it's equality, which is what I thought it just meant, you just believe in equality, then I'm totally a feminist. But
right.
I think for certain people, it's a little bit more than that, where it's kind of a religious fervor of, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you got some rape stats?
You're sort of seeing it come up, like, in this story, especially because James Dean had sort of aligned himself publicly with feminism. And then you also have Stoya.
Good. I'm glad he did that.
Stoya,
silly bitches.
Yeah. So you have Stoya, who's like, a very well-spoken and reputable person. She's got a ton of credibility. You know, she's not, like...
The porn star you talk about.
Yeah, she's. Have you read? There was a really great profile of her on the Village Voice a couple years ago.
Was it?
Yeah, she's fantastic.
She's pretty hot.
I'm sure she's hot.
I'm sure I'll fuck the shit
out
of her.
She's one of those, like, oh, you're a porn star? What happened to you?
She's very pretty.
But other than that, when did porn stars...
By the way, she looks like she's into some wild shit, so there is a thing of, like, for her to say it went too far. A chick that's into wild shit, that may, you know what I mean? Like, there's some credence to her for
maybe
that.
Maybe she's just trying to be down with the cause.
Well, Lisa, hold on. We'll see what Lisa says when she gets here.
I'm sure Lisa has
mention,
a lot of great stuff
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, because she says maybe more towards now he's innocent than she did. But I don't know what she's allowed to say. She's going to tell me when she comes in. I think she can tell us the whole thing she told me.
Yeah.
So of why somebody's story might not be telling the truth about this.
So I can kind of say a little bit about like why I maybe am leaning toward the other side, but obviously I'm not a court, so my opinion doesn't matter.
I lean towards the other side too.
Yeah, I feel like there's so at this point. So Stoya came forward on Twitter and said what had happened, and then immediately other porn stars started coming forward saying like, yes, he has a reputation.
Right.
I had an experience with him. The Daily Beast got somebody to talk to them who was also a porn star who said that he had abused her.
Right.
And yeah, and a friend of mine who does porn.
Whoa!
Told me
who's your friend who does porn?
I don't want to blow up her spot. If she wants to like talk to you guys, I can text her or whatever. And if she
like,
goes,
how friendly are you?
We're like we became friends like through my work. And which is not porn. We became friends through like my work.
Through your work.
I wrote something and it had to do with subject matter that she was related to, and we got in touch that way. And we've been friendly for like a couple years.
Could you talk it into a DP with me and Kurt? Are you that close of friends?
I don't think so.
Okay, I just want to know what kind of friends we're talking.
But anyway, you know, she said sort of
not good friends.
She said sort of like yeah.
Not the best of friends.
That's true. We haven't exchanged necklaces. Or bodily fluids, yet, so.
Pearl necklaces.
But yeah, she said that she'd also heard rumors, and you know, at work we get tips about pretty much every single celebrity who's ever done anything remotely creepy. Or we used to when I was at Jezebel, and I, you know, a lot of it we can't verify. Some of it is just people that are just overreacting. Some of it is legit, but we just can't verify it. In his case, I will say that we did receive a tip.
A tip that he was strong on the bitches, it was
regarding him, and we couldn't verify it. So I don't want to go any further than that. But it was a story that in light of the recent allegations, the tip retroactively
makes sense now.
Because it seems sort of like what? This is nah.
Is he the Bill Cosby of porn? Can we make that?
Well, it's kind of starting to become like
on
that.
On both ends?
I don't, you know what it is?
It's is he in jail now?
To me, even though I lean towards he did it, like there's something really... And even with Cosby, who I thought did it, there's something really creepy that there's like this precedent of like now on the internet, we're going to just say like, well, people said it on the internet, so I say that he did. This is the larger thing. Because when she gets here, we can talk about the particulars. Yeah. There's a thing of this, like it's called like believe her now. You've heard of that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where it's like if someone says they got raped, just presume that they did get raped. And like it's not presumption of innocent. Like if you presume innocent... How do you say it?
Innocent until proven guilty.
If you do that in a rape case, you're calling the victim a liar. This is what I read word for word. You're saying the victim's a liar.
If you say that it didn't happen?
Innocent until proven guilty is...
Oh.
So like somebody wrote an article about Dylan Farrow and Woody Allen, right? And they said if you're saying Woody Allen is innocent until proven guilty, you're calling Dylan Farrow a liar. And that's...
Until proven she's not a liar.
Right, which seems not right to me. I thought innocent to proven guilty meant we don't make a judgment yet until we investigate, and that's all it meant.
So,
but
like,
I think
sticky.
It matters it's because the person who's going
and I don't
to
know
jail,
your victim yet.
The like, consequences of it seem like they'll be punished the most, so you have to prove.
Flat out, this is like, remember when I asked Gavin about the death penalty?
Yeah.
And I go, or not just Gavin, Greg from... you know, Greg Gutfeld said the same thing. I go, what about, because I'm against death penalty, because what if you kill one guy that didn't do it? What if you get one innocent person? Say, I'm okay with that. That's it. That was his, I'm like, well, at least he gave me an honest answer. Like I'm not really cool with sacrificing people to the state like that, but he seems to be, even though he's Republican. And that's what this rape thing is now. And Ezra Klein, he's not like a fringe writer. He was like, yeah, one or two innocent people have to go to put away, but that'll be worth it to like scare the rest of the men.
He's talking about black men, by the way.
No, he's not. See, that's what it is. In
I
their
felt
heads,
it.
They always go because of privilege. See, privilege is the first step to justify fucking up your rights. So they go, well, they're privileged, they'll be fine. And in their head, the person is going to get fucked over, the innocent, it'll be just some frat guy. It's a white frat guy who's okay to hate. In practice, what's going to happen is Central Park Five's right and left is going to fall, but they don't think of it that way.
Yeah.
They think it's this white frat. In their mind, black people don't even do crimes. They're just victims all the time. White people are the only ones who really do everything.
It's all a Lifetime original movie.
Yeah, and so in their mind, it's fine. Like, we'll just get rid of the presumption of innocence because it's just going to hurt privileged white males.
Right.
But really, it's going to hurt a bunch of brown because
it is.
I guess they forgot about To Kill a Mockingbird, which was the original fucking thing like that.
Yeah. I was the first one in literature.
If
it
you say
that,
though, the comeback answer is, well, only 5.3% of rapes ever get convicted, and that's an outrageous number, so we have to do something drastic.
Wow.
And I'm like,
Tommy got something to say back there. What you say?
Tommy, you're a rape spurt.
But I'll give that title to Aaron. But I do think that, you know, the reason that I sort of am leaning toward he did it is because what we know about rape, like there's this researcher out of UMass Boston named David Lisak, and he did this whole study called The Undetected Rapist. And he embedded questions about sexual assault in a survey of men's health on campus.
What
right?
were the questions? Do you know any of them?
No, not off the top of my head. But, well, like one of the questions was sort of, have you ever had sex with somebody that you knew was not into having sex with you? It was like sort of
benign. You knew was not into having sex with
that
you
was
or
like
against
one
their will?
Well, like, because that sounds like an
intimate
relationship.
That's very specific wording.
He didn't use the word rape, but he specifically used it so that if you're a non-sociopath and you saw the wording, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's rape.
Well, that's what, because against her will, that sounds rape to me.
But there
now,
wasn't, Kurt, there wasn't just one question. There wasn't just one question. Like, he had checks in there.
But
there were several questions.
No,
like
I understand.
That.
But if it was someone who was not that into it, that does not read rape to me. So that's why I'm asking, which one is it?
Okay, sure. Yeah. I mean, and I also am paraphrasing, so don't take me for sure on that. Like, I don't know the exact wording, but they were not worded like, did you rape somebody?
Right.
Is the point of that. So, and what we sort of know from, like, studies like that and other studies that have been done is that, like, the number of men who rape is not large, but the men who do rape
are really good at
rape
it.
Well, they rape a lot. Yeah,
it's
so
repeat
like
offenders.
It's repeat offenders. They're serial rapists. So like for somebody like Bill Cosby, when they just started coming out of the woodwork, one after the other after the other. And this is like, you know, Bill Cosby's a whole other situation, but like now that we're seeing like people inspired to come out and share their stories, like I don't know. I mean, I'm not the courts. I'm not convicting him, but like I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility that he's a serial rapist.
Yeah, absolutely. 100% on that.
Yeah, but I don't also think, like, is his career going to suffer for this? I don't know.
He was one of his partners, like, immediately cut ties with him.
What do you mean partners?
Producing partners?
Like, one of the he worked with, like, immediately cut ties with
I thought you meant
him.
One of the porn stars he fucked.
No.
I think it was partners. I think it was both of them.
He's gonna go to gay porn now, Tommy. He's all yours.
That's what I was gonna say. That's his next move. No, 100%. Sean Cody, straight to Sean Cody.
Did you read those?
He raped his way right into your collection.
Tommy, did you read the descriptions of what he did? And we're like, that sounds like a great weekend.
I was like, can somebody get me his number? Actually,
he punches and he sticks it in my butt.
He has a huge dick.
He does.
It's have
a really big dick.
Yeah.
It's thin though. Which is good for a gay man.
Yeah.
Girth isn't good.
Oh, y'all like a nice thin dick?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. The vagina has more, you know, give than an asshole.
It's true.
No babies coming out the ass like that.
Because I always find, like, we used to say, like, it's like the asshole, yeah, it's tight up front, but then once you get past the initial boundary, it's
real roomy.
Well,
yeah, that's why people
roomy.
Can fist. Yeah.
Once you get that outer part relaxed, it's smooth sailing where you're like, is this even a hole?
It's like an inflated water balloon. In the
Like, this is like way less good than vagina now. What happened?
Way less.
Is it? I don't know. I've had both.
I have booty hole too, but not on a dude.
I guess booty hole is booty hole, right?
Probably the same, right?
I think so.
Serves the same function. But anyway, I just think that, you know, like, you can't discount the fact that these other women, even if Stoya's lying, which maybe Lisa Ann
yeah,
has
no, you
some,
can't discount. I'm saying you
the
can't
other
discount
women.
Anybody. You got to take it seriously when somebody says it. I'm just saying the thing where I go, let's presume he's guilty. Which is not what you just said, but this is a real move that's out there that I read about constantly.
But is that the same as believe her?
That's what they mean when they say believe her.
Well, believe her means I don't know about that. But I mean, I think there's nuance there.
I know you're a guy who's reasonable with nuance, but I'm telling you, the people like your Jessica Valentes and your Coates and your whatever. But even this Ezra Klein guy, like, straight up, like, yeah, of course we're going to have to break a few eggs. But in their mind, they're going to be white eggs. I'm telling you, they're not thinking of the eggs who get broken in that, which is going to be black people.
It's going to be black eggs, man. Brown eggs.
They don't even, in their world, doesn't even.
Extra jumbo brown eggs on sale to get cracked, nigga. I mean,
Did you say that's not the same thing, Karen? Why don't you get on the mic and stop texting like a fucking.
Get on a ghost thing.
Hey, why don't you stop?
I feel like I have to ask.
Like a cowardly rape victim just tweeting one line.
I don't think it's the same thing to say that to believe her and suspend judgment on him are two different things.
Specifically that believe her phrase.
No, because if you believe her, what you believe is that she felt that she was in a situation of non-consent. Now, whether or not, you still need objective facts, so you can suspend judgment on him because you're not the courts, but you can still believe that she had that experience.
Listen,
we're talking about rape. Do we need a woman's opinion on this? Do we need it? I'm trying to...
I understand how you're interpreting it, which is a very reasonable way. What I'm telling you is if you go Google believe her and read the essays, that's not how they're saying it. Their exact words are, if you say the innocent are proven guilty, you're saying...
No, I get it, but is believe her like Black Lives Matter, like is that an organized movement? Because it sounds like it's an amorphous thing that you can interpret.
Not quite, but I see it pop up a lot, that specific phrase. So yeah, it's not a hashtag. Although, I don't know, maybe
I think it would just be more correct to say, don't not believe her. Don't not believe her. Yes. I mean,
that's reasonable.
I'm reading the blog post of it right now.
Oh, right. Good.
And it says...
What we got?
By who?
It's just like it was one of the top results when I Googled it, so I'm assuming its SEO is excellent. It says, this is when you vow to believe the victim, period. I'm not saying you're going to take every single word that comes out of her mouth as the end-all, be-all, objective truth gospel. What I'm saying is this, that you believe that something extremely traumatic happened to this person and that it was caused, at least in part, by the person they claim. Give the victim the benefit of the doubt. Make the accused explain themselves, not the other way around.
Okay, so there's the problem right there. Give the victim the benefit of the doubt. The whole point is you're not a victim yet. You're an accuser at this point.
Right.
We don't know you're a victim.
Right.
And if you're lying, the victim is the dude you're lying about.
Right.
So here's
so there's the word problem right
I mean,
there.
So I have, whatever, this is just this is a burning dumpster of a
Tracy's on his
question.
Way up, too, so we'll change off a rape in a minute.
Oh. We don't want to get him going.
Tracy's in an elevator.
Listen, when Astronaut Jones gets here, don't bring him.
When Brian Fellows walk through, please, no rape talk.
So what I was going to say is that I think that on one hand, like, it's important to support people who say that they were assaulted. But I think that there's a way to support someone who says they were assaulted without attacking the person that they're accusing without facts. You know, so like, obviously, if someone's like, I was raped, they deserve you to be there as their friend and to be there as someone who listens to them.
There you go. That's
to support them in getting mental health services if they need it or victim services if they need it. But I think that... I think that maybe going after the accused as though he's already guilty is something that will lead to the possibility of that ethos being exploited. Like, if there are people, world that rape, there are also people in
that
the world
lie.
Who lie about being raped. And it's horrible. And I think that that's like a tiny percent of them. But it's like you have to like understand that people are bad and they will sometimes do bad things to hurt people, whether that's rape or whether that's, and I mean, I'm not equating the two. I'm not saying like lying about being raped is the same as being.
It's
you
up
know,
there,
but it's
up there.
It's like
well, it could lead to a
it's
nice
up there.
Prison sentence and a rape
and a nice rape, several rapes, in fucking Rikers Island, just waiting for your court case.
Yeah, this is something I continue to sort of evolve on because I used to be a lot more hardline about it, and I just the more I read about it, the more I learn about it, the more uncomfortable I am with just blanket statement believing.
That's
chasing
the religious
down the
part.
Guilty.
That's what the religious part
well,
of it is.
Well, that's the problem with
the
rape crisis movement, in my opinion, is that they take a really hardline approach. And I understand it.
Get closer to the mic,
Tommy. The women's movement. All right, but I'm just going to say they refuse to acknowledge perpetrators at all. So any rape crisis center will not acknowledge perpetrators. And how are you going to prevent rape?
If you what do you mean not acknowledge what do you mean perpetrators?
They won't provide services. They won't engage organizations.
Oh, like trying to talk them down from the rape scene?
Well, yes.
Like,
you know,
psychiatrists?
A rape crisis center will not provide services to somebody who perpetrates.
That's
period.
Well, what services would you need?
Yeah, like a psychiatrist.
A castration.
Oh.
Well, so that, I mean, but they don't even acknowledge it, so no money.
Yeah, so
that
who
is,
handles that? So who, that's a good point,
the criminal justice system,
and
which is
the wrong hands
right.
to be in.
All handled through the criminal justice system.
Brutal.
Which negatively affects people of color at a disproportionate
don't
rate.
Don't ever point at me when you say that Tommy. Don't you ever do that, Tommy.
shit, you said something that I thought was interesting. I can't remember what it was now. Oh, well. Where's Tracy?
He's coming up. They're coming up in the
Astronaut elevator. Jones. I just watched that last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, the when he came up.
His SNL one.
SNL was great.
Dude, Michael Che had the best fucking Weekend Update joke.
Oh, what was
it?
What show?
It was some kid that shot his grandma in the back with a gun. His 2-year-old. It's like an accident.
Right.
And he talks about the tragedy. He shot his grandmother in the back like a coward.
That's right.
And then he goes, you know what would have fixed that? He goes, you know how it would have fixed it? If his, only his grandmother had had a gun. That's like the that says it all joke about that chest. Perfect. That's
great.
His joke, too. It's not one of the writers.
Yeah. Like a coward. Here we
shot
go.
Her in the back like a coward.
Train the building, baby. He came to all this traffic for us, too. All this Rockefeller tree traffic. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All because of a tree.
All because of a goddamn
now
tree.
Now we're going to turn into firewood on December 26th. Wow.
Get on your mic.
For
yo.
What?
Tracy, this is Aaron.
They're creating new holidays to get more of our money.
Yes.
Where did Black Friday come from? Cyber Monday? What's going on here?
Break it down.
The system is
I broken. Call it African-American Friday.
The system is broken. Let's talk about the system. We got Tracy Morgan in the house, Race Wars.
I think the system.
Wait, what is that?
What's that playing? Is
oh,
that your music?
That's my theme music. You know,
oh, that's right.
You
roll with it.
Baby. I roll with that. He just has New York State of Mind.
You just have theme music.
It's like, I'm going to get you sucker. You got to roll with your own theme music.
When boombox has got down. Smaller, it was a hard
yeah,
time.
But there's still music in the streets.
Yeah.
Remember that song, music? I hear music in the
Kurt
streets.
Kurt don't know yeah. music.
I do remember that song. I remember 80s songs.
Because that's the song your uncle
Why
got you
think
at.
They
he got
say
you.
Music is supposed to soothe the savage beasts.
Right.
Why do you think people acting like savages now? There's no more music.
People were always
we,
acting
no,
that way.
No, we live like Vikings now.
Break it down, Trey. Break it down, Trey.
We live like Vikings.
Break it down.
How so?
Because we're eating big legs of lamb and everything. Oh!
Well,
and I'm
good...
more mead. More mead.
Tonight we shall drink mead.
Mead. This is just what it is, man.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Looking at the world. Hey, listen, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you know me for years.
I did.
Break it down to
I
Kurt.
Went to the other side and came back.
Boom.
When were you in the crash, you're talking
about? Yes, yes. To the other side. I did that.
Like you had the whole, like the near death experience. You had
a lot of things going on up in heaven.
Break it down.
It's going
so
down.
Wait, hold on.
I had yeah. dinner with Mary Magnus, and we were sitting next to a glory hole. So what's going on up here?
Who's Mary Magnus? First of all,
come on, you better look at that book.
That's on Jesus's girl.
Yes,
they try to say she was a lot prostitute.
Of things going down.
He remixed
well,
the name a little.
There.
So what?
I know.
Who else was up there?
Huh?
Who else was up there?
Well, I just put it like this. I know where the body's buried.
You know where the bodies are buried
yeah,
in heaven.
I know. What's his name?
Oh.
Jimmy Hoffa?
Jimmy Hoffa's
his cousin, Barry. Okay. I know where Barry's body is.
Okay, Barry Hoffa.
So Barry's over there in Canarsie. I know Barry over there in Canarsie. He's buried over there in Canarsie. That's
oh, they got little Barry.
You know, on the side, over there on the side of, going towards Long Island on
what the
what's that, the Grand Central? What's that?
The Van Wyck?
That's not the Van Wyck. The cemetery over there. Barry,
oh, yeah.
Barry,
that's
Barry
a whole Hoffa's fucking there, cemetery
yeah.
over there.
Yeah.
So oh, how you feeling, changed. Trace? Tell a fan how you feeling.
Yeah,
how you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good.
You sound good, man.
Yeah, I'm
like
glad
you're...
to be here, hanging out, my
yeah.
friends, my comrades in comedy,
yeah,
and people
man.
That love what I do, they love it too. So
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
at home here.
I hope you got $1 million from those cocksuckers at fucking, who was it, Walmart?
Well, they're good people.
Yeah,
they
I would never, yeah, Walmart, it was an
didn't
accident.
They try to say
Walmart,
it was a seatbelt
they
thing?
Took, oh. Well, they took full responsibility of that, and that's respect
oh, they did?
Right there, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Personally,
okay.
yeah,
yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm fine.
Good, man.
You know, it's You got to understand.
Yeah.
When I was in that wheelchair, I still shopped at Walmart. Because you still can't beat their prices. It just went up for a penny. But
you personally raised Walmart 5 cents.
I still shop at Walmart. You still can't beat their prices. Well,
this pallet of paper towels is 60 cents more. Thanks a lot, Tracy.
Remember John was up at the NIAC show.
He came. I know. I seen him up there.
Did you meet him at NIAC, John?
Yeah.
At that
he was up there. He was hanging out.
He was hanging. He was
doing a lot of funny. Truckloads. It was truckloads, right? Truckloads are just funny. Boxes. Cases of it. Cases. Truckloads. Bringing a lot of love. Truckloads of love.
It was dope, man.
That's all it was.
Dude, and Artie's back, too.
This is so... Yeah, Art. My man Art of Scott. He back.
Yeah.
That was fucking... Yeah.
Jeff is doing well. That,
yeah.
I mean, Jeff.
Some people say it's the best thing to happen to Harris's career.
Harris is.
Wow.
Harris he got was headshots. Badly injured, though, right? Was Harris in a broken leg or something?
Yeah, but injury is injury to me, man.
True that.
We was all in that car that night. And, you know, me and Sherrod are on the road right now. So,
Oh, that's you.
That's Obama. And Tiger Woods calling me crying about something. It's over with. It's done. But, you know, we all on the road now, and we said prayer, you know, before we hit the road and all that. Who knows? You might be on the road, man. I feel the same way, man. Let's just all get there, lay down some funny, and get back safely.
Yeah. What were you guys doing when it happened? Like, I mean, were you asleep?
I don't remember. Two weeks after.
Wow. And even after the accident.
It seemed like I crashed into somebody. No, I was just sitting there.
You got to remember, they don't remember anything
even
of that.
Even if we were asleep, we weren't driving. I mean, he hit us, you know.
Well, you know,
he woke up 2 weeks later in the hospital, and still after that, they still forget things after that point. So some shit he don't remember.
Right. I was wondering, like, what, like, you know, because that's such a horrific accident
When I first did Saturday Night Live, right, and I was so inspired by that cast that night, just at the pitch meeting. You could just tell all these young people were ready to give me 110%.
Oh, yes, the comeback show,
It just hit my heart. I said, I got to give them everything I got. So when I left the pitch meeting, I went straight to the cellar. I think I ran into you there that night, right? Yeah. That was the first time I took the mic.
That was the first. That was that Monday or something,
and
right?
I just felt bad for the dude that was going on behind me.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
You shut the show down after that. Right. Because how do you overcome, like, the spirit of a human being?
Right.
Like, this dude was in a wheelchair this time last year. Now he's doing stand-up. And, you know, it's so much goodwill out there for me. And I just try with my friends, my comrades in comedy to give it back. That's how I show my love.
I never want to follow the spirit of a human being or tits. Those two things are just very difficult to tell jokes.
So, but it was good. It felt good to touch the mic.
Wait, hold on. What comic?
I got a great offensive coach, a great offensive coordinator in Sherrod. He's always kind of coaching me on things like getting back and doing stage, getting on the stage and not getting down about things. And this is my brother now. You know, we've transcended friendship to me, and he's my brother. Also, like, when I did Saturday Night Live, he wrote this article about me.
That was a great article he wrote.
It wasn't great. That was beyond that.
That was a different thing. But good. You don't mean it was
great
bad.
Great is a different thing.
All right.
Than what he said for me, because... Yeah. Great is something you just write about somebody that you don't know. What he wrote about me was like my brother just reaching into my heart and say, dude, I got you.
Yeah.
So he addressed everything in my life. He wasn't just talking about the accident. He addressed, like, me and him have sat down.
No, it was a guy that knew you. You could see somebody that knew you wrote it for sure.
He spoke about my brother's legs, my dad down, all the things that I've been through in my life.
Yeah.
He just, man.
Love you,
nigga. What really touched me about that, what he did for me, what he wrote for me, was at the end when he said to know Tracy Morgan is to love him.
It's true, though.
And
that is true.
Now, I tried to grab the mic. I've always prided myself on not hurting anyone or making a stage a bully pulpit, but making people feel good as they walk out.
Right.
I've always prided myself. Now, I made one person feel bad the very first time I ever did stand up. And to that Spanish girl in the Bronx, I want to still say, I really apologize to you for making fun of you in front of all those people. But
that was the first time
I ever grabbed the mic, and I didn't know what I was doing.
I think I know
What'd
that.
You do to it? What happened?
Yeah, I just stopped on her. And she was still, she was in the front of the stage, and she was smiling at me while everybody was laughing at her around her.
Oh. And I think I know that girl, and she hasn't reformed, trust
and
me.
And I came off the stage, and I said, yo, where's that girl? They said she left. And when I went, and I chased her, and I up the street, and she turned around, she was crying.
Oh. Wow. I what said, did you I'm say sorry. That made her so upset?
I was just, I didn't know what I was, the first time in. I touched the mic.
Yeah. And so it was more fear from him.
I didn't know
him.
How to do material.
Yeah.
All I knew how to was do a snap.
Right.
Right.
I thought that was funny.
Well, sometimes it is.
But then I realized that was the first and the last time I ever did anything. Nah. I got so much messed up stuff about me. I could talk about me.
And she turned
all
out to be Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor.
I just hope she's not looking for me. I hope she's not looking. I turned over a new leaf a long time ago.
Too crazy. Now, this tour is going to be everywhere, right? This want to talk about a little?
Yeah, we start in January.
Yeah, that's when the real dates down. Start.
So people ask me, somebody asked me today, so Tracy, when did it start for you? I said, 1968, 4 a.m. when my mother's water broke. That's when it hit the fan.
That's when the shit hit the fan.
That's when it hit the fan. I was here, and it was going down. Simple and plain, it started off in high school. You make the girls laugh, you make the girls laugh, you get the girls. Then it turns into a business.
Yes.
You and remember I said, what Trey? I can make millions of dollars.
He's at the propeller hat. Remember the propeller hat days?
Yeah. I do remember that.
I still got the propeller hat right here.
Oh. Got the tattoo of the propeller hat.
He's still inside of me. That little fat dude is still inside of me. He's deep down. You got to dig me down to get him, but he's still there. The kid in me is still alive. I still do it for the girls. I got a group of them sitting right here. I can make them laugh. I'm funny. Because women know funny.
Yeah,
they know it from the premise. But right. Get the punchline. They know funny. They will walk out while your joke is being set up and go, he ain't funny.
Yeah. Kurt knows that feeling.
That hurts when a girl go, he ain't funny.
That
he
was
is
my
not
one,
funny.
Yeah.
He is not funny. I don't know why everybody laughs. He ain't funny. I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah.
Then so you have experience with some girl yelling at it to you on stage.
Oh, yeah.
You
tell
me about? Yo, she wasn't right.
She wasn't right.
Ass bitch.
I have a beautiful wife.
Yeah.
And she understands that dude, Trey Bag.
Yeah.
Because to this day, when I go to the show and I see all the, I see women, they get dressed up to kill to come see Trey Bags. They get dressed to kill because deep down inside, they thinking they could be the one.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they
I
are.
I want to have his baby, especially when his waves is in.
The waves be
you know, in our community, a girl get pregnant by you just because you got waves to the side like Farrakhan. His waves like Farrakhan. Not Farrakhan, Farrakhan.
Is that a good one?
He got waves to the side like Farrakhan. His waves are to the side. I'm having his baby because he got waves to the side like Farrakhan. So that's what it is. That's what it is. We'll literally get pregnant by you.
All right, I'm writing this down. Wave cap, beanie propeller.
The love is there. As long as I ain't lose my, I'm telling you, as long as I ain't lose my female audience, I'm good because I could curse on mic, right?
Yeah.
But, you know.
Dude, I used to love watching you at the Boston because it was when you were in SNL. Not the very beginning, but it was early on, I remember. And the people that would be like, because you'd be so filthy. And I know people were expecting some kind of TV friendly.
But that's where the good stuff is in a dark place.
They thought they were going to see Tracy Jordan.
I thought it was so great to watch, like, the fucking, that they're not getting some.
The TV Tracy Jordan.
Gagging and getting hurt. All that stuff is funny. We just take sex too serious.
Yeah, that one thing
it's
I made.
Too serious.
You,
come on.
That joke? You used to say
you're supposed to have fun in the bed. You're supposed to enjoy the one you win.
That's right.
How you going to do that if you're so uptight?
Thank you.
But remember you think about getting your dick sucked under some stairs and there's a drawing of a dick and balls behind you?
Oh, yeah, the elevator. If you go to any project elevator,
you would say
it's synonymous. Yeah. Somebody always draw a dick and balls on the elevator
they
wall.
Yeah.
While your mom's sitting there on Thanksgiving Eve. She's up with food shopping. She's sitting in the elevator. The dick and balls are right behind her. Come on, man. And there's always a girl with her legs off and pee coming out. Chuck was here, but now he's gone. He left this big dick to carry on.
Yeah. Sound like Breevoy Elevator. That's Breevoy.
That's all it is, Breevoy. That's all it is, man. But you know, my accident was so, I suffered so many injuries. You know, I broke every bone in my face.
Crazy.
I had tremendous trauma to the brain, broke all my ribs.
Yeah.
My femur was shattered had a serious scar. They thought they was going to have to amputate my... But the only thing I was worrying about, I said, is my dick all right?
Dude, I said the same
That's
thing.
That's all I want to know. Is my
I
dick
have,
all
I
right?
have a living will my, with a do not resuscitate
do
in
not,
case
if my
of
dick
penis
is
catastrophe.
Do not wake me up. You know, let me tell you something, man.
Or if a chimp
Could you
my face
imagine
off,
coming out of a coma and a doctor saying to you, Mr. Morgan, your dick was severed. What the fuck? I'm going back in this coma today.
Yeah.
Why take all this shit off?
Yeah, why wake up if your dick ain't working?
What the fuck's wrong with you?
I'm suing everybody, the doctors, the hospital, my wife, because she all called me a tickless son of a bitch.
Like,
she got a fucking wish
put
now.
Put me back in that coma while
put
you make a new
dick. Put me back in that fucking coma, cocksucker.
Tracy, this is Lisa Ann, who you remember.
Lisa Ann,
from,
Lisa Ann.
Well, now you're retired she's from porn, pretty. Right?
She's yeah, retired from porn.
That's a fine woman right there.
She played all of them fine.
Yeah, they are.
I did the 30 Rock parody, so he would remember me.
Oh, she did the Dirty Rock
parody. Dirty Rock parody to porn?
Tina Fey, because I'm the
she was porno Tina Fey.
She played Sarah
Lynn. You did the Dirty Rock porn?
Yeah.
She's time out.
You was like Christmas.
Porn star?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rock, I touch you.
I'm
give her
so
a little
glad,
touch.
I'm so glad to walk in and hear your penis Jesus still works. That was she a concern was, of mine as well
me tell
for you.
I could look
about
at you
way.
Right now, and you would turn me inside out. I know you
I
would.
I Google search that like daily.
Oh God,
how's his penis? How's
she's
his
so
penis?
She's gorgeous.
Thank you.
I develop relationships. I watch so much porn. I develop relationships with those girls.
I agree.
You're not the only person. Believe me.
I
get approached
I feel like
on the
I'm
street.
Cheating on my girlfriend with my wife.
Yeah.
Dude, we're close.
I cursed. Yeah. I was watching porno 2 days ago and cursed one of them out. I said, you put your fucking clothes on and get the fuck out now. Tired of this shit. It gets personal. Put your clothes on.
They're going to ruin your relationship.
Dude, they did a lot of shit. Anything
Jesus
people are fans
Christ.
Of, they start to feel like
I
they
know me
you.
With her. If I was like a porn dude with like a 10-inch dick,
yeah.
I would probably fall in love with her.
Yeah.
If
I can see that.
Why? What if you had a 7-inch dick?
Well,
you can't
look,
love
I'm
me the same.
To,
I would still
trying,
be satisfied.
Listen, I'm trying
okay,
to listen
Tracy
to
has
you talk.
A condition
but
called
I'm
dick
so
hard.
Focused on your lips.
That's
like,
right.
In my world, are you
slow
talking
right now? Everything's
yeah,
are
your
slow
lips are so they look so soft.
Right
in my mind,
now.
I'm wishing my dick was right here on your face. Right on
it is great to see you and meet you. And this is the best first conversation
like
to ever
that.
Have with you. I love it.
Yeah, no, she comes see us. She's this is our second time on the show.
I'm
she's
a regular.
The yeah.
She's the best.
She's,
right
she's
on.
Right.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Right on. You have a fan over here, mama. Oh, my God.
She did great work.
Oh, yeah.
Did
oh, my God.
I see her Palin is great now.
I would
right
go
now.
To jail if I was her husband. I'm a fucking go. I'd kill
you,
somebody.
You still,
I'm just a jealous guy. Like John Lennon
yeah.
said, I'm just a jealous guy. Yai. That's it. I'm just a jealous guy.
What's some of the jealous stuff you do?
Yeah, like what?
Like if... Like if my woman go to the bathroom and don't call me and tell me, then I get jealous. Like, wait, what? I'm in the house. Fuck yeah, who you? Every time you be on your phone, I'll be like, who that?
You cheating?
Who that? Who that?
That gets exhausting.
You go to the store that's right on the corner, and I'm right there on your back. I'm right on your back, fly girl. I'll be right on your back, fly girl.
A fly girl.
A fly girl.
A fly girl. A fly girl. Look at the white people puzzled.
Fly girl.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Very musical people is the title of this episode.
I'll accept you, I'm assuming. I don't picture you to be extremely musical.
I'm not at all.
Yeah,
no.
I see that.
You know, I looked that up. You know I looked that up, that Tina Fey X-rated joint?
Yeah.
I looked that up.
That's her shit.
It was
that's
the
me.
Dude that played me.
Oh, was it?
The black dude that played me. In
oh, somebody got to pull that up. Can we pull that up? I got to see the dude who played Tracy. Who,
So I did the 6-7 Who's Nailin' Palin series for Hustler. I played Sarah Palin. It was awesome. And then when they approached me for 30 Rock, I was like,
see,
yeah.
I've got you photographically in my mind. I'm going to take you on tonight.
Usually my hair.
I do which way, but loose in that bathroom.
I cost you nothing. You know what I mean?
Oh,
no,
my God.
No interaction both ways. You get to yell at me.
The lights on standing up.
Okay.
Don't turn the fucking lights
you
on.
You want to see everything. You want to see everything.
And don't
the
sit down.
Hole and everything.
Okay.
The brown eye, all of them. See that brown eye. That's the brown eye.
Turn that brown eye blue, huh?
That brown torso salad. Because it can't be tossed no more.
You know,
I argued with some young dudes the other day. I'm a man. You ain't a man until you stick your tongue in your woman's ass.
Thank you, Tracy.
Scared.
That is what my
you
mom
scared.
Told me, and it's still true.
Scared.
Yes.
That is
scared
so real.
Toss a salad.
And what about condoms?
Nah, I don't use those.
Who you don't use those?
Nah.
You against
and I'm not pulling out.
That's right.
I'm old school. I'm not pulling out. I'm not wasting everybody's time. I don't care if it's the first fucking night I met you. I'm not using no rubbers. Hey, listen, if you ain't willing to die for it, you really didn't want it. You don't want that pussy. You ain't want it. You put a rubber on, you ain't want it.
Oh, my God.
You ain't want it. You ain't want it. You ain't want Phil. You ain't want that wetness on you. You ain't want it.
Can we
you don't know what you're doing with it.
That's got to be a sound bite, right?
Yeah,
there.
We got to make a PSA.
That's a sound bite right there. I'm aiming for that eye. I'm aiming for that eye. If you wear rubber, you really didn't want it. I'm straight up. I'm the only biological living son of Ron Jeremy. Everybody else, he pulled out. Coming in mouth, all that. I'm the only sperm cell out of Ron Jeremy.
Wow.
Fat dude with a huge dick.
That's right.
Ron Jeremy's the president. Fuck the la-la. He represents us guts. You hear that right there, mama? That's a mating call.
He's...
All the girls
drums,
will come
man.
A running.
Yeah.
Watch the ladies come a running.
I love it.
Is the funny still there?
Shit. It's still there,
nigga. The funny, right?
Oh, it's still there.
Yeah, man.
Fuck yeah.
Who's that on that phone, man?
Oh, I feel the same as you
buried
right now.
In that phone.
Oh, that's
phone.
Nick. That's young Nick Mullen. He looks like a child molester, doesn't
young,
he?
What? He's not.
Yeah, do you have a van?
He's
do you have a van?
Yeah. No.
Do you have a van?
He cannot afford a van.
He looks like a van.
I hope you don't get a van.
Cruising
and I hope you don't actually. Let me tell you, all young white girls, do not help no white dude put a couch in the back of the van. Yeah. Rule number one.
That's how they get you?
That is how
that's how they get you. Help me. Will you? Are you a size 38? Before you know it, you're going to be putting the lotion in the basket.
What if I
you
ask?
Put that fucking lotion in that basket.
Now, what if I ask
hey,
the strange
come
woman?
On your eye.
Can I ask them? If I ask you to help me put some lotion in my basket,
can I help you put that lotion in that basket?
Hey, you might help me
and
get this lotion.
And you got
Wave
Day Fabricorn?
That's the fake Tracy?
Oh, that's the dude?
Yeah.
Wow. Hilarious.
Yeah, but his dick ain't shit like a baby arm holding
let's
an
let's see the
milk.
You know what? Mandingo.
My dick looks
Mandingo
like a baby arm holding
you know who
an
Mandingo.
Apple.
Huh? Mandingo should have played you. You know who Mandingo is, right?
Mandingo can't touch me.
You know who Mandingo is, right? Oh, you
Mandingo.
Watch a lot of porn.
I've seen his work. You ever was with Mandingo?
Yes, I was.
Hold on.
You serious?
Yes.
Tracy.
You love
him.
That
one.
Tracy, wait.
Love him. There I am.
You see
him?
Baby, that's my baby girl right there.
Oh, y'all even had the nerdy fucking white dude.
Wow.
Sometimes I look at those pornos.
Yeah. Dirty Rock.
I wonder how the fuck them girls take Mandingo all the way down.
Okay.
It's
let her answer it.
The mouth, I can't go all the way down. It's really more like licking an ice cream cone because of the actual width of it. So that's impossible. But, you know, my vagina, she's super friendly.
Cone.
And
yeah.
She's been the greatest business
prove
partner
it.
I could have ever had.
Prove
I also took on the challenge and I also.
Going down on you.
I did do Mandingo anal as well. I did do Mandingo anal as well. I just
wow.
tried it once just to say whoa. I did. It was
that
like,
should be a Mountain Dew commercial.
Spit on the butthole first. Spit on
welcome to the world of Red Bull, am I right?
Was it like my dick spit upon? I want my dick spit on it, goddamn. Spit
wait,
on
man,
it.
I lived
like
in fear for a couple of days, man. I didn't eat for like 3 days.
Call it a racial slur.
Hold up, Tracy. Do you remember
you
the guy?
You Ecuadorian son of a bitch, motherfucker. You Mexican immigrant son of a bitch. Spit
wait.
On that dick, goddamn.
Spit on that dick, goddamn it.
I want to ask you if you remember this. Do you, on the in the black circuit of comedy when I first met you, do you remember this comic that became a porn star, this black dude? And I know he was in one of those, like, this ain't good times kind of porn. What's
who?
His name?
No, you know talk about that dude, but he was also in
he's
Speed
not this
Buggy.
Guy.
I'm a Speed Buggy. Buggy.
Yeah, what's
back
he
in the day?
What?
The
he's a black comic.
No.
He became a porn star.
Yeah.
And I know you
I don't know
him.
His name. I don't know.
I don't. How do I not know this?
You might have never met him. I thought maybe
Speed
this was that guy.
Jesus fucking
I don't even know
Christ.
What Speed Buggy
I
want to
look up who that
species.
Is. Are you in Species?
She's right there.
No, he's just he's so flirting with Shorty.
Is Speed Buggy a real thing?
You know how big Mandingo is? Motherfucker like that.
Yeah, he's big as hell.
Yeah.
And she took him in the ass.
You took him in the ass?
Yep, I
all
did.
The way in?
All the way in.
What are you trying to prove, bitch?
It was really just what I don't know what I was. It was just one of those things.
I'm so intimidated.
He's such a great guy to work with, and I just wanted to work with him as much as I could. So
right.
it was
why
just really
he?
Getting.
Why is he a great guy to work with?
Because he's super chill, you know? He just has his Heineken. He'll go out and have a cigarette before the scene. He's not, like, chatty in your face in the makeup chair. He's super chill.
Who like, is like that, though? Who is too chatty in your face?
Usually the white guys.
Yeah. All yappity yap.
You ever had anybody where you had to say,
I just
want chill,
to know if you
stop.
Went to Rutgers, too.
You ever had that?
I tell them.
Going crazy?
I just, yeah, but more it's more the talking. Like, it's kind of like being on a bad date. Sometimes the kid's, like, talking to me, and
fuck
I'm like, yo,
talk.
I was going to fuck you.
Somebody
like,
that
but
get
stop.
In that pussy and go crazy.
No, they all fear me. No, most of the guys are pretty afraid of me.
Ooh. What the fuck could I do with you?
I don't know. They're just afraid
of
me.
No, I will come at you.
Yeah, how will you come at
me? No, I will come at you. I'm just probably, I'm doing it now. I'm falling in love, so. Love conquers all.
Oh, smooth.
You know what my thing is? I would probably just spend so much fucking money, she couldn't leave me.
She couldn't leave.
But
yeah, flooded with the money. Flooded.
Would you take walks with me in the park?
Yeah,
would
but
you
then
hang
once
out
I spend
outside?
Money, see, women get
you gotta change her reality
about the pussy. What? Y'all get mad at us and y'all go, I wish I could take my fucking pussy back. I wish I could take my pussy.
Yes.
We get emotional like that over money. Once I start spending money on you, I own you.
I'm a guy in a girl's mine. Body. I feel your
I
pain right
own
there.
You.
But when
once I start spending that cash, once cash start getting spent, if I ever see you fucking look at somebody. It's going down.
It's going down.
Do I live in a cage? Do I have my own room at least?
Yeah, you got your own room,
okay,
but I'm
cool.
in there.
Can I have security go places
and
with
I'm
me?
I'm getting you pregnant like 6 times.
Oh! There we go.
Fucking baby right on you.
You do
let
realize
Tommy from Goodfellas
I might be a little bit too old for that.
If they press me too hard, I'm going to come at them. That's going to turn into competition. So what the fuck is going on?
Don't even make eye contact with the
not
baby.
Not with your mother.
Wow.
I'll turn into Vito Corleone behind that shit. Or I'll turn into Michael. You know, Michael kill Frank.
I almost want to have a baby question. With him right now what? Just to
who
see what this
worse?
Is like.
Wait, who is worse?
This is crazy.
Michael or Vito?
Who is worse, Michael or who?
Vito.
Corleone.
Worse of a person?
Corleone.
Who is
worse, Michael or Vito?
I think Michael.
Everybody says Michael.
It's Vito?
You know why? Because of Fredo.
Yeah, because of
his brother, yeah.
I say because of Fredo,
you gotta
yeah.
be a cold motherfucker. And can I say something about Sonny? Yeah. Sonny was a hothead.
He was a hothead.
But Sonny would have lived if they had easy pads. You know that shit. Sonny. We all been on the belt. One of the greatest lines in cinema photography history was, take the gun and leave the cannoli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an ad lib, too.
Or we're going to need a bigger boat.
What's that?
I say cannoli.
Now.
That was an ad lib?
When
that's
I ad-lib, come, yeah. All men go crazy. Some men, they go, not me.
You say take
go,
the cannoli?
Crazy. Oh. I go, my shit is, God damn it.
That's how he comes.
This much come, come
hold
on.
On.
God damn it.
Bloop. One little drop.
One little drop. But the whole shit.
We isolate his orgasm sound.
Yo, you look at these women in this room. Nobody has a virgin. But if they eyes can talk to she, let me tell you something.
Right.
We fear pussy a whole lot.
Do you break say it
we
down.
Fear
it?
They
break it down.
Run out of the fear of dick after the first time they over the fear of dick. We sure. fear pussy. You know why? Because you want to perform. You want to be invited back.
Yeah,
that's true. Right there, Apollo. I've been booed.
Yeah,
I've been booed. I stuck my dick in this one chick. She said, "Boo!"
Sandman came out.
Sandman bust out the closet, started screwing the hook together.
Yeah,
all kind of shit.
That happens to me sometimes. I just tell myself that they're a ghost.
Hey, I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm over it. I tell a female, listen, if you think it's small, imagine how the fuck I feel. I gotta live with this shit. She start laughing, I start laughing with her. Now can we move on? Can we move on? We got the bullshit out the way. We both know it's little. Can we move on?
Oh, man.
And get to that beautiful orgasm.
I don't care about that shit.
Oh,
I ain't getting in bed with you for you to come. I got in bed so I could come. If you get your... God, more power to you.
All right.
I'm trying to get mine.
I got to say, I don't
shit,
respect every
shit, use your imagination. Rub your clit, and it's, you should be fucking two men. The
why
me and the dude
me?
You should be fucking.
You heard him, Kurt.
Use
you're fucking two men.
I know exactly.
You can't put all this shit on me.
I know exactly what you're... Go to your best of reel.
Yeah,
figure it out.
Go to your best of.
Figure it out.
What the fuck?
There's
the
times I'm in my best
like
of
kids.
I'm not going to stop the process. I still want to orgasm. I'm not going to stop.
That's the whole shit.
I'm going to get it done.
We got to get there. Nobody cares how we get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's just get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying
yeah.
to get
to the mountaintop.
Yeah.
Trying to come in your belly button or the small or the crack in your ass.
Oh, that's good
trying to put my seed there. My DNA.
That's not how you get people pregnant.
It's all about you. Well, no, sometimes I pull up. A lot of times I like to go in the butthole, that brown eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever do a
last
minute?
Shit with porn, man. I'm
crazy.
So deviant now. Did you ever pull out? Because, oh, my God. Tracy. You pull out the butthole and the sperm start running out.
No, wait, hold on. Oh, listen, this one, Tracy.
I'm dirty.
Tracy.
I'm a nasty
boy. Welcome back, Trey.
Pull out, you should pull out doggy, and then as you're about to come, then stick it in just the tip in the butt.
Yeah, yeah. And it just
I did that, and it shot, and I left the creases in my own eye.
No, it didn't.
The force.
In your own eye?
Yeah, I got in the butt just in time, but it wasn't deep enough, so it just went.
That happens. I hit myself right in the eye. Happened to me a lot of times.
Hoisted by my own petard.
I beat off all day, every day now.
I was in the hospital, you have to, right?
And the fucking the heart machine started going off. And the nurses were running my room, and they would look at me and say, oh, he's just beating off again.
So you know,
the sperm hit the button.
If you get cum in your eye, you're supposed to wash it out with milk. Hospital.
With milk?
Milk, because the lactic acid in the milk will make the sperm not feel like they're eating your eyeball like an egg.
Well, does it work, Lisa?
It does. Have an eye wash with milk on set.
If my fantasy is if I was like a sultan or emperor, I would make all the women of the kingdom just turn doggy style.
Yeah.
Let me see that beef patty.
Yeah.
That's the shit.
That is the shit. That's the shit.
The lips, especially when the lips are fat.
Oh, you like
high school yearbook photos like that.
I was just saying that.
Huh? Every high school yearbook photos like that. Every
get
picture they
here.
Take like that.
See, I'm getting jealous already, man.
I like a high school yearbook photo of pussy.
Of a meat, a beef patty?
So much love. I feel it.
Stuff. Then I look at these cornballs like, I ain't going to say no names on TV.
Say it.
But I know the real deal, man. I know the real deal. Real
who are you talking about?
Woman. I ain't going to say no names. I'm going to keep it professional.
But even by cornballs, what do you mean? Porn stars? Who are you talking about?
No, he's talking about... Who are you talking about?
I ain't going to say no name.
Oh, you don't
have
to say
their
names. No, he's talking about real
celebrities. Regular actresses.
Oh, celebrities.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Bullshit. Listen, you remember when we was at the Knick game.
Yeah.
But somebody told me at the Knick game, like, real woman, they're not going to do nothing just for attention.
Right.
If they're going to get down, they're going to get down.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like, it's hard. You know,
it's hard now because everybody want to talk. They want to run their mouth. They want to tweet it out.
All I said was hi, and you put it out there. Tracy, what are you doing?
Yeah. That's why I said you need
to
move
back.
Dude, that's a new thing now, though, if you're a famous guy like that, and you, whatever
you
people want to. Yeah, and that's a really new way
I
to do it.
I did nothing,
but he was creepy at me. Did he just speak to you?
Well, they just said hi.
Yeah. And you can't. It's got to the point where you can't really go out and feel comfortable. You have to stay within your group of people, not to talk to anybody else, because no matter what, you're getting shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's I have to blame that on white people, actually, because that's a white people kind of thing. But I will say this. The feminist thing of don't, like, when a man says smile, baby, in the street, I'm on board. Like, you're such a piece of shit to fucking, somebody's walking in the street like, hey, smile. Like, what the fuck do you care if I'm smiling?
I do it all the time, dog.
Are you telling me Jesus didn't tell you?
But I bet he's kind of cute when he does it, because there's a couple guys that can get away with it.
My intent is not bad or creepy.
Right.
I'm my wife. But if you like, if you walking around, do you have a husband? Now do this. Do you have a husband or a man? No. Well, how do you expect to ever get one?
I'm a lesbian.
This right here signifies, stay away from me, stay out of my space. How do you expect to love? You need to open up. This is what we need as a people. The way shit is going in this world,
right.
We need to open our arms and let the love in.
Boom.
Let the love in. And you can't even let God
button,
in your life
and,
if you like it.
And the smaller your back and your belly button, let that love in.
All those things show.
And
who
inside
knows? You.
You
might get the dick of your life.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, somebody
know,
might not want to meet a husband.
I'm not coming at you if you like this with a scowl on your face. I don't care about that shit.
I don't want nobody going up to my girl.
That's why I look through motherfuckers now. I look through motherfuckers now. Because if you don't, I don't want to be near you either. I don't. I'm around some beautiful people in this room right now. So it's out here. It's out here, but we just choose to do that negative. So much negativity, man.
It is.
And it's well. Listen, having sex is not a negative thing. That's a beautiful thing that God gave us to make us one. When I'm inside my woman, we are one. But if she over there and I'm over here and armed and I don't like it, then it's
no
so
energy.
Much, it's too much for me.
I said the same thing when I
thing.
Had a human
None
centipede.
Of my kids, you get your woman, man. You want to be compatible. You want to make love. But it's more than just penetration.
Right. Yeah.
To me, foreplay is when she cooking, you slap on her ass. Or when you slap on the red light, you put her titty out of the red light. You go ahead now.
Another sound bite.
I mean, you guys, that's foreplay. Foreplay is all day long.
Yeah, I agree.
Foreplay is all day long.
You
got
to get sex
ed. When she getting dressed, she's doing her hair, and she got to, you come rub your dick on her ass, too. You got to stop it. That's all foreplay.
I didn't get
you
this.
You
got to
let her know. You can't just love her.
Right.
You got to love on her. Yeah.
Yeah.
And let her know, baby, you ain't got nothing to be insecure about. You ain't got nothing. I'm right here.
And that
I'm
you
right
always here. Want
and
her.
And keep it hot. See, if that's my mom right that. There, you know what I'm doing?
What you doing, Trey?
We going to role play. Just to keep that sex hot. I'm going to buy her a Girl Scout outfit. Right. I'm going to tell her, go outside and try to sell me some cookies. Then we're going to fuck all day. Then we're going to sit on the couch and eat the cookies.
So she has to get cookies.
Oh, my God.
I would do all kinds of action like that.
You
meet
would.
You somewhere dressed
That's
up,
right.
you know, like we're strangers. Yeah, yeah,
That's
yeah.
That's my woman right there. And, but me and you will play another Roman, since you're white and I'm black, we will play Master Slave.
Okay, here we go.
I want you to be the master, though.
And you pussy, too. Now, come over here. What's his name?
Well, Conte Quinte?
Come over here, Luther, and no, give me some of that big black dick. Oh, mister. Mister, please.
Give it to me. Come on.
Oh, mister, please.
Get down here on your knees.
Oh, I don't want to stick this big black dick in this sweet
You're
going to
stick that dick in me wherever I want that dick in me, and you're going to come inside me.
Mister.
Get down on that floor.
No. No.
That's what we would do.
Right. Until he says, God damn!
God! Yeah.
Take us through the whole thing to the noise.
It's going to take about 2-3 days to rub this out.
I believe that.
Wow,
well, yeah, if only a drip comes out at a time.
You asshole, okay. If you don't. You got that right there. That's a fucking
and
specimen.
And they just
right
know
there.
Me as
oh
normal.
God.
Like, we're just, hey. We're so used to each other, right?
Yeah.
Like,
no, we still want to fuck you. No. Don't tell that lie. Don't tell that fucking lie.
That's
right.
Smile. Oh my
Lisa,
God.
That is what normal is. Normal is always fucking.
I'm a douche.
Tracy, you let see me just introduce
She just made a big laugh. She's like,
Can I introduce to Kyle to you? You know Kyle already?
Kyle Dunnigan.
Kyle, what are you doing?
Right down the road here. Nice to meet you.
AKA our Donald Trump and our Caitlyn Jenner.
But he also, yeah, don't wait, wait.
Kyle.
It does come in as the...
Are you for Donald Trump?
No.
Let Donald Trump answer that.
I think I'm terrific. And look, it's true. It's true. I think I'm terrific. I'm the most fantastical choice possible. Solid gold platinum choice. Trump 2016.
Mr. Trump, can I ask you a question?
Shoot, go ahead. Go ahead, shoot. What is it? Tracy,
is
go ahead, shoot.
Broken?
Tracy, shoot.
Is the
go
system
ahead.
Broken?
Look, here, look, okay. There's simple solutions, okay? All you gotta do is you round up everybody who's a problem, okay? You put them in a big cage, okay? You throw food at them, let them eat.
This sounds
okay.
Like Planet of the Apes!
Look, okay. You call it what you want, but let me tell you something. If Trump builds it, it's gonna be the most fantastical, solid gold
Wait,
cage you've ever seen.
The
and then the big, in the middle of the cage, okay? In the middle, okay? There's gonna be a big, big pit where people could, you know, do the bathroom chores.
Oh, my
nice.
God.
Their bathroom chores.
It's going to be terrific.
Oh,
do you have can you guys get a Planet of the Apes, the old one right now?
What do you mean?
The old Planet of the Apes. I want to show you something.
The original movie?
Yes.
I'm sure we can pull it up.
Can we pull it up real quick?
Uh-huh, Lewis. Who's going to pull
know
it up?
Style?
Yeah, somebody will pull it up.
I'm so happy I met you.
Aw,
listen,
me
what are we going to do? We're going to pull it up. We're going to take a break
awesome.
Right now.
Oh, you're
going
to take a break real quick? I saw that.
We're going to take a quick break.
Jesus, is 8 already?
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock. We're going to take a quick break for five minutes. We'll be right back with Race Wars. Tracy Morgan's here, Lisa Ann.
Wow.
Race Wars. We'll be right back.
Hey, guys. Kurt Metzger here from Race Wars to remind you to go to harrys.com, put in the promo code RACEWARS to get $5 off Harry's Holiday Shaving Set. So it's a $10 for a copper-handled razor, variety of lotion, basically a month of shaving for $10. It makes the perfect gift, or in my case, Secret Santa, I had to pay for. Perfect thing. It's not too much, but not too little. Harrys.com, code word Race Wars, $5 off. For $10, you get a great, great shave.
Race Wars, we back, baby.
The concept of this.
Tracy Morgan's in the house. Trey.
Yeah. What up, baby?
Thanks for coming on, man.
And,
thanks for having me.
Lisa Ann is in here.
Since she's going to shed light on our James Dean discussion.
Oh, that's right. We're talking about the James Dean.
Caitlyn Jenner's here, too.
And Caitlyn's here.
And Caitlyn don't forget me. I'm here, too.
Let's introduce Caitlyn.
Thanks, Sherrod.
No, I don't know Caitlyn.
You never met Caitlyn?
Oh,
met
yes. Caitlyn. We met in an airport. You don't.
No.
Tracy, be honest.
Yeah.
Tell the story. Tell the story about when we met in the airport.
No.
I was putting on my Jimmy Choo's. I was putting on my Jimmy Choo's. Go ahead.
Are you saying you just have a wide stance and it was...
Tracy that came up to me.
Right, Caitlin? Tracy came up to you.
I was bending over and he said something very lewd, but I liked it. It turned me on.
The allegations come out finally.
He said... You want to know what he said?
What did he say, he said, Caitlin?
Ooh, check out that burger. I didn't know what he was talking about, so I looked up online.
Damn
and it was
it.
It was my privates. How naughty.
Caitlin, you better stop messing with me, man.
Oh, I'm gonna keep messing with you.
Oh, my goodness.
I love my chocolate. You know that, baby. Caitlin loves her
stop
chocolate.
Stop touching me.
Oh, relax.
Just keep your hands off me.
Just relax. Let it happen. Let it happen.
Not in a good place. I'm not in a good
this
place.
This is the awkward part. It gets nice in about 10 minutes.
Caitlin, thank you for joining us again.
Of course. Anytime, boo.
Yeah, keep your hands off me.
Now, Tracy, when you went when you were in a hospital, you went into a coma. How many Kardashians were there when you went in?
It was three.
Now, how many when you came out the coma?
Seven.
And did one look what different happened? Than others?
Well,
they all start
look
to look alike.
They all look good.
They all look good.
Yeah, they all do start to get dark hair. Yeah.
He told me on the road if he ran into Caitlin, he'll get
a
pregnant.
MILF. Yeah, I said it.
He said it. Hot MILF.
Caitlin.
My kids look like Iranians. That little Kylie, you see her? She looks Iranian.
Yeah. She does.
Caitlin did come out pretty good, I gotta say.
So good.
I mean, I don't know what mess is down there, but it's going in my mouth.
I'd like to take Kurt and Tracy into a back of a truck.
Okay.
What? And shit on their faces.
Oh my God.
Yeah, baby.
You know, Tracy was just saying I have to rub my wiener more on people.
Yeah.
You're just telling me.
Say that a lot.
It is a good chance for me.
It's a good feeling, man.
Happens on the train a lot. In New York City in general, guys like to rub their penis.
I used to do that going to high school.
Yeah.
I've had a fight that door spot.
Because you're trying to get the hump, because you get the hump on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was the hump
but
spot.
You know, you look at my eyes and tell where I was. I mean, like this.
There's no disguising.
What?
God damn.
Listen, here
man,
it goes.
I was hard on strippers.
Yeah.
I go to the strip club with those old sweatpants on with no pockets.
Yeah.
With no drawers on.
Right.
So you can feel everything.
Hole right here. Oh, believe me.
Do you guys go from work?
Yeah, I come right on your
suits
ass
on
cheeks.
And basketball cheeks.
And then I start fighting and arguing with you about how many songs they play. It was two songs. No, it was three. Mixtapes don't count. Mixtapes don't count.
I don't think they should count.
I'm
a Scorpion,
that's fair.
So I'm naturally by nature.
Yeah, you're freak. Yeah. You're freak by nature.
And yeah, all day long.
Freaky
all
dinky.
Day long. You'd be surprised, man. I ride around in this world. I see all these beautiful fucking women. Jesus Christ, all shapes, sizes.
Thank you.
Wait a minute, Caitlin.
Thank you, baby.
Back off. Back off.
Ooh, you're a charmer tonight. I like this side of you. Yeah, baby.
Caitlin's a treat.
Yeah.
That's what it is. For me, it's all about, I got it, right? I got it down pat.
What do you feel when a girl makes noises you don't like? Like, have you guys ever been in a sexual situation where the girl starts to make... Because it happened to me on set many times. Where the girl would start making noises, and as the producer, I'd stand there and think, like, oh, my God, it sounds like we're killing an animal. Like, what am I going to do? Maybe he's not even that big. Like, what is the story here?
Yeah,
what is
I
she doing?
Even over the top.
Even in a porn, I don't want
to
hear
it. It's too over the top.
Don't be over the top. Because then I'm just going to turn me off.
Right. You got to be
like
breathing naturally, and when it happens, your back gets flushed. There's just enough perspiration. Like, I have this whole thing about how it morphs into being something so real and beautiful.
Caitlin, is that true?
I'll tell you, my female orgasms are 10 times as good as the male orgasm I used to have.
Oh, baby.
I'm too jealous. About two girlfriends ago, remember I told you about two girlfriends ago, we went to a swingers party.
Yeah.
And I would get head from this one girl. And this dude went up in my girl.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, it's in my stomach. Me and homeboy started fighting.
Yeah. You didn't have to hit me, Tracy.
Because she ain't never said that shit to me.
She never said that to you and you in the stomach?
We go crazy when they say it's in my stomach. We be like, it's in your stomach. It's in your stomach. You know, goddamn well it ain't in her stomach. It's just below the pubic area. Just below that C-section scar. I like C-section scars.
You like the old fashioned?
I like the I like the new one. The little slip right. I like the old one. Look,
the bayonet wound. Yeah,
Frankenstein.
Yeah, I know.
I have a scar from here to right here. My appendix burst.
Let's see it. Let's see. Let's take a look.
I had to have emergency surgery.
No reason for not to take a look at it. Shit, we here.
Yeah, see some scan.
Yeah, you
see
do.
That?
Oh,
it's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not
at all.
Bad. But when I first got in the business, no one wanted to shoot me because we couldn't retouch photos yet. Everyone made me keep my hand there. So for every scene, I had to keep my
really?
Hand like this.
But that is true. I've seen people
when a woman
with
says, "Oh, is it my
genital
stomach?"
Works, they didn't have to cover.
You hit that fucking
well,
spot.
In the '90s, they cared.
Let me
you
show
know?
You guys my scars next. Okay, from like the bottom of my tank all the way up to the top.
You know, when a woman is there, is when she got that vein in her head and her toes is doing this.
Yeah.
When you there and Vain she ain't toast. Making no noise and she biting that fucking bottom lip and her eyes rolled up, she almost there. You got to stay at that spot.
Karen,
most
are you listening?
Don't know how to stay at that spot.
I love this girl.
This is good stuff.
She's hot.
What happened
she's
when
so
I met
beautiful.
Her?
She's so beautiful.
That's
sweet.
His woman.
You met Karen before, right?
That's your woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that's your woman. You're a lucky motherfucker. You met your finger.
Yeah, Kurt's lucky.
Yeah. Everybody gather around.
Everybody gather around.
That one was in Caitlin. Let me give you my
God damn it.
Sorry, I got
God
I mixed up
damn
my,
it.
My case.
God damn it.
Wait,
you
just carrying it, Caitlin.
God damn it.
It smelled like motor oil.
No, this one's Sherrod. I'm sorry.
Your girl actually did one of the best interviews that was ever done with me for her podcast, Crass to Mouth.
That's our show.
Yes. And cool she stuff. Just had great questions. It wasn't the same thing. Like, how'd you get in the business? Everyone asked you that. You're like, oh my God, I answered that a million times already.
Yeah. How'd you get in the business is the hackiest
and have
fucking
you ever peed
question.
On someone?
And can like, you show us your pussy?
I don't
pussy.
Get asked that as much as you think, but
I want a yellow, if I golden shower from you, you come right here.
I've never done it, but if it's something
you
that
never
you request.
You peed on nobody's chest?
No, I haven't.
Oh, see, I'm
a
freak
kind of
among, I'm a freak among freaks. I'm a witty bitty bing bong freak. Witty bitty bing bong. Gaping every everything. Prolapse and everything. Prolapse
and
everything walking.
Oh, my God.
Prolapse and everything walking. I need to see that fucking rectum.
Oh,
right
boy.
There.
Oh. I love it.
Prolapse and everything walking.
Oh, shit.
If my situation ain't improving, I'm prolapsing everything
moving. Believe it.
Wow.
Please
Jesus
believe
Christ.
It.
Yeah, that's
if
a
you
good
can't
saying.
Get a golden shower from Lisa, will you settle for a brown
no,
hot
no,
tub
no,
with Caitlin?
No.
That's not a shuttle. That's an upgrade, baby.
Floating around.
That's no shuttle.
No way.
Uh-uh. He ain't oh, having man. That. Oh, so he ain't having none of that, and I'm going to step in the middle of that. Nope, that's not
Lisa,
happening.
Lisa, you know what? Right. I want to ask you about this James Dean shit, because you texted me today. And
yeah.
And
now
because,
tell the story.
And Tracy,
let's,
I'm not
let me
sure.
Let's upgrade.
Tracy, do you know the story?
Let's break down the story
what?
First.
Of what?
About James Dean, porn star, accused of raping girls. And he was a porn star, but he was befriending what?
Do you want to tell it?
So over the holiday season, over Thanksgiving, an ex-girlfriend of a male performer put out two tweets about her being raped from this guy. Okay,
right. James Dean.
And then, and his name is James Dean. His performing
not the
name
dead
is James
one, though.
So by about 48 hours later, okay, this two other girls kind of did the same thing about this same guy and posted it on Twitter.
Right.
Now, from this, people are shutting him out of working. People are harassing his family. And the news has actually started to print stories. So day two, I was back in L.A. I started reaching out to everybody I know. And news networks were reaching out to interview with me. And I was saying to them, you know, we're in a country where you're innocent until proven guilty. And if you guys take the words of ex-girlfriends and jaded people or scorned women that just tweeted something, no
right.
one's filed paperwork.
Right.
No one has
can
done anything
she?
Legally. And you tweet this and you guys are making news of this. He can come to you and sue you for defamation of character at the end of the day. None of these girls are willing to come forward. None of us know what really happened. But here's the thing. Twitter wars can start and they can ruin your life.
Yeah.
I just had a Twitter war last year and it tore apart.
With
I don't even want to get into it.
But social media.
It cost me I lost
everybody
a half a million dollars.
Media.
How do you
a
feel?
Half a million dollars
people
in
are
court.
Emotionally disconnected. They don't know what they did to her. Because
yeah,
you said bad
I can play you.
Over there.
I can play you death threats. I still get death threats on my phone every 3 or 4 days because they put my personal information on. They rally their fans.
You got doxed.
And when they, I had the cops in my house New Year's Eve. I had a prank caller call
myself.
It wasn't
my all death threats. I'll send you some encouraging stuff
you know,
too.
But the long and the short of it is, I took a couple days to get the facts about James Dean. James Dean is somebody that I've known since 2004. We worked together successfully for about 5 years. We really enjoyed each other. And then our sexual styles grew apart. James became a little little bit more aggressive.
Oh.
I'm not an aggressive performer. And though we loved our sex at one time, the industry was also getting aggressive.
But aggressive like how?
Where directors are now wanting a girl to get choked out and smacked and all of those things. You know, so what I'm saying to people is, when a guy is asked to do this 20 to 25 times a month, the lines get a little blurred. So maybe the one day a month he works with a girl that doesn't like it, then he doesn't know to turn it off. And then so whatever. But we did not lose our friendship over it. My point here is this. We cannot take accusations on Twitter and ruin people's lives over them, because girlfriends are going to start doing this to guys every single day. Yeah. This is going to be the next virus that affects young athletes and young celebrity men. Women are going to break up with him and say, oh, a year ago he raped me. Bitch, if you didn't handle it then you can't bring it up now. You stayed with him after that. You're bitter. And I just don't think we should be taking this information.
Okay, that's a couple
tweets.
I'm glad you said it.
None of these girls will speak.
You go to the authorities or somebody rape you.
Yes.
You got to go to the authorities, not Twitter.
Wait, I want to ask about this.
But the authorities are really bad at doing anything. Like, that's the thing.
But regardless, you have paperwork.
That's still the course.
You still have paperwork, Lisa. Willing to go and face a police officer and say, this actually did happen to me.
I listen to black people say the same thing all the time. Like, you can't go to the cops. But that's the course. You got to take that course of action. Even if it don't work for you, do it so they can't say you ain't do the right thing.
I mean, there are tens of thousands of rape kits that just don't get tested. So I can understand a person feeling like they don't. I mean, and
talking about people that really got raped.
Right.
You're talking about people that's using this as a weapon.
You're using social media as a weapon.
Because there are really people out there being raped.
Right. So and that's ruining for them.
When you cry wolf like when you do this just to be vindictive and stuff like that, that's not good.
You're hurting women more than you hurt the dude who you're doing it to.
People out there really being.
So I wrote a story today and posted it on my Facebook about my history with James, how we met, how we loved working together at one time, how we sexually grew apart, how we remained friends, and that
did you mention blowjobs in it?
I don't really... I'm not saying I wasn't there. I cannot say whether this happened to these women or not. But what I can say is this. There's a better way to go about it than attacking on social media. In Australia, they have social media laws because there was a young musician that came home from a tour and she killed herself over what she was reading on social media. So in Australia, they have laws. We need to have some laws. As a celebrity now, you cannot date. You cannot be alone with new friends. You cannot trust anyone. Everyone is trying to fuck you in some way, sense, or form. And this is just another form of it. So I stuck up for him.
So you're talking about like the trolling out there.
Yes. It takes off like a virus, and it's unfair.
This is my question. So, especially with Stoy in particular, like, because me and Karen were talking about this, like, what's the difference between this and Cosby, right? Because I kind of think Cosby did it. But even while I thought he did it, I was like, I don't like this precedent that I have if I just, a lot of people said it, so I say he did it. But I felt like he did it. Now, this one, I don't know, because I don't know any of these people, and I don't know what Stoy is like or what James Dean is like. Stoy
is huge.
She just tweeted it, and that's all that happened. She tweeted.
She put out two tweets the day before Thanksgiving,
and then nothing.
And then nothing. And what she did was she said she was going off the grid till the 17th.
Okay.
She was going off the grid till the 17th. But so she hasn't responded on anything.
It's like, why would you do that the day before Thanksgiving?
To drop a bomb and to cause a perfect storm for a very popular person.
Why would one another? Wait, what?
Not for, as because of that, as human beings, that makes us do this with one another.
Oh, yeah, you know absolutely.
100%. I don't trust anybody. Person.
I have children. I have a wife and all that. I have family and all that.
Right.
And they don't want to read. I mean, especially if it's not true. I'm not saying she's lying.
And his poor parents are getting harassed by media right now. Okay. And his parents have been supportive of his career. And so when I reached out to him this weekend.
The problem that I have with it, if anything, God forbid, like that happened to you, you should go to the authorities.
You have to.
Not to social media.
You have
not to social media. And also, if
Twitter
it happened
is
on
not
set,
your friend.
No, validity.
If it happened on set, like one of these girls said, it did. You go directly to the director, producer who was in within 6 feet of you. These aren't big houses we shoot at.
Well, I want to ask you about that because the one.
Did it happen on set at a porn?
Yeah, she was saying on set he was like punch her in the feet. You know what I'm talking about? What is the girl's name, Karen? Baxter or something?
But these are girls are working for kink.com and they're signing up to go do bondage job to watch the sites before you go work for them.
This one I want to know. Yeah. She said she doesn't do anal. And so he basically like fucked her in the ass, and then the people on set were like, "Hey, you got a free anal out of her. Good job." That was their attitude.
But we're talking hearsay now. Now we're talking hearsay.
I know. Look, hold on. I said that to Karen. We were arguing about this. I'm like, it is hearsay to me. But why? Like, and she's like, well, why would her word not be as much as the Cosby victims? Now, if I'm saying because she's a porn star, is that wrong of me?
It's not, and I'm going to tell you why. As a previous porn star, when this one person hated me in December, and I'll tell you what happened, I cracked a fucking joke, okay? And it made her furious with me. And it made her so furious that she rallied thousands of people on Twitter and all these other people in the business. And so people I never even met before were saying fucked up shit about me that I did to them and that. So no, now that I lived through a situation that was so dark and it was so taxing on me, I realized, nope, it's venomous and these people are just going to pack together, and I just can't take anyone's word unless they went to the producer and said, and a lot of these girls have stories, and now they're all going to hate James Dean, and they're all going to join up. If this happened, it's one thing. But to come out as a scorn ex-girlfriend and throw some dirt out there, that's just lame.
Yeah, porn stars, get your shit together.
Two out of three of the girls are scorn ex-girlfriends, so you know, that have dropped this bomb.
Okay, so two questions.
See, that's where
two questions. First of all...
Alright, let's find the backstory here.
Wait, hold on. This is the two questions. Alright, one... So you're saying, because this is what I said, because Carrie goes, why do you not believe necessarily these ones how you did the cause? And I'm like, because they're porn stars. So you're telling me that's kind of right? Like they're damaged. If anybody's going to be that damaged.
I'm not saying damaged goods, but the lines do get blurred.
Damaged.
The
everyone's
lines do get blurred a little bit when you're shooting aggressive style scenes all day long. But and when these guys are having to do this for a living 25 days a month, I'm sure the lines get blurred at home a little bit. You know, because the men in the business, so you know, are subjected to directors telling them often to do something to the girl that maybe the girl doesn't want done to her.
Really?
I'm sure these directors are just like club promoters that we got to deal with in comedy.
Exactly.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like that.
Shouldn't be stars, but like this. I can't do comedy. Someone boss you around.
Money and a handshake and a
short. A lot of times they put these guys in bad situations emotionally to do these things to these girls, and whether the girl goes along with it or not. When I had an agency, some guys would call me and say, I can't work for that guy anymore. I'm not doing shit to girls that don't want done. But it takes a special person. So yeah, the lines got blurred. Whether this happened or not is not my point. My point is we have to stop this Twitter war. It's ruining people's families, people's livelihoods. Cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars to go to court. I spent $500,000 of my savings in 6 months in court over this fucking bullshit.
You're going to earn in pussy.
Do you know how many years it took me to save that money, and I just threw it away over trying to protect my house? Fucking cops in my house all every day. My neighbors trying to get me out of my private community. What? Like, it's not my fault,
Lisa,
man.
Lisa, guess what? You're privileged, so you'll be over it. That's how they talk.
Yeah.
This other thing. Why
would that happen? Because you made a joke?
Yeah.
Why? But wait.
That's what you get, bitch. Leave that to us. You don't see me showing my twat to everybody.
I do.
Yeah,
now,
you
wait,
do.
This is what I ask you.
Yeah, you do.
Why would she specifically, Stoya? Like, why would she lie?
Well, I don't know. I can't say why she would lie, but they did recently break up. She did recently move back here. And from the people that I've talked to collectively in the business, they all say it was a bad breakup. So when I go to other people and say, hey, how did it end with them? How recent is the breakup? Have they been trying to work it out? I need to know backstory here because I don't see how a guy can just be pinned up against the wall and none of us are trying to find out his defense.
When did they break up? When did they break up?
A couple months ago.
Oh, wow.
She stayed with him after that incident. So when she says
this happened... The courts can't figure that out. The courts won't be able to figure that out. That's
their
own mess.
They were together for another year.
That's your own mess. The courts ain't there to settle dumb shit like that in your relationship.
Okay, so wait, Aaron, so this is what I want to know.
They're not there for that. I'm sorry to tell you that, but they're not there for that.
Wait, hold up. So this is what I want to know, because there's this thing of like...
Wait a minute.
Victim blaming. Why would you stay a year, and why do you not have to report it?
Yes, on Twitter.
Because I don't think that's too much of a burden to put on somebody.
I've got to take you seriously.
What do I say?
Feminist position is, or what I read is, you not only you can't pressure the victim to go to the police, and if she stayed with him a year after, she was probably trying to take the power back or some nonsense. Yeah. But like, what? Mm-hmm. Why is that wrong to say? Please, for the love of God, even if the cops suck at it, the only reason they get away with sucking because you don't go to them. That's part of it.
That's part of it.
And B is, if you stayed with him a year and then you just broke up and it was a bad breakup, you go, well, guess what? Now you, I was gonna not tell about that rape. But
yeah, you can't use rape like that. So like, hey, if you stay with me, I don't report it. But if you don't,
what's the way to look at that?
I think, you know, it's really complicated. Like, there's a lot of, like, emotions on both sides, because if either way, one person is right in this situation and there's some really horrible thing happening. Either somebody really got raped, which is horrible, or someone is lying about rape,
which is horrible.
Like, so something horrible happened here.
Yes, either way.
I think the best way, like... I don't want to be like Captain Feminist here because
you
I,
are.
Well, that is why you're here.
Remember something. I told you guys something very little, and I want you all to pick back up on it. I said to you, there came a point where James and I, where our sexual interests grew differently, and I chose to not work with him anymore. We had to talk about it after the scene. I said, I'm just not comfortable working with you anymore.
What did he do to you? Come on, let us have something,
like
Lisa.
I don't like the new style of being choked and smacked and everything, and that's just normal now for the
bruises?
Guys. It was very no bruises, nothing like that.
Did he spit at you?
I'm just not that girl. And so when people forget that I'm not that girl. So here's the thing. When I said to him, yo, we can't work together anymore. You know that, right? And he was like, yeah, we were cool about it. He never forced me. He never tried to change my mind. As a woman, you have a choice. The girls that are complaining about this all worked with him after the present time where they said this happened.
Oh,
all stayed in his life after. You have a choice as a woman. If you don't want to go talk to somebody, that's fine. But cut him out of your life.
You have some responsibility.
Cut him out of your life. Go to a man in your life and say, this happens to me. Watch this person and keep them away from me.
Can I say something real quick here?
Thank you. Please, please break up this a little.
Trump 2016.
Well, look, that's the difference. See what you just said? Because the difference is, Karen, Janice Dickinson wasn't going back out with Cosby for a year after that. She wanted to tell him.
But plus, Janice Dickinson, somebody made a good point about this. I got to say this. I won't say the name of the person, but Tracy told me this story.
What?
I did it.
Listen, no, I'm saying it's about somebody else, though, but... They was like, Janice Dickinson, back then, wasn't really, you didn't have to rape her.
That's right. But a lot of the women, same thing with Cosby, a lot of those women were like, I wanted to fuck him. He didn't have to drug me.
Right.
Maybe that was his thing.
Yes.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
No, that was his thing. That's like a creepy
rape. So that's part of his getting, he wasn't rape taking the pussy, but the pussy was already put out to him.
When you're alone with someone, whatever you're doing, it's intimate. I feel
it's
a choice. I feel when you get into a bedroom, a hotel room, or anything else, you already gave up that choice. You made that decision. But legally, that's not. Legally, that's not
true. You just made a joke of it. And then people went after you.
Right.
That's a different sense of humor.
That's it. Well, hold
it
up.
Was in the world.
Wait. If you go in
a
room.
You made fun of it.
Yeah.
You can't crucify someone for making fun of something that's already out there.
You're talking about a different thing. That's a different sense of humor.
That's what they went after her about on Twitter.
Attack her and threaten her and threaten her life.
Oh, that's joke? Dude, it's like you said. Tracy.
But you ran into some trouble with that. Remember you did the gay thing on stage? Yeah. I think it was Indianapolis. What was it?
Tennessee.
Yeah. We going back to Tennessee.
And when they get at you, they find where your parents live. I mean, my mother was getting hardcore photos texted to her, people calling her office.
Hardcore like what? Porn?
My pictures. Every day people were sending my family photos of me once this started. These girls are so good. They have little hackers and they will find out your personal information.
They will start.
That's just what you do professionally. What a family got to do with it.
It was horrible.
People are dirty.
What a family got to do with it.
Horrible.
Okay.
This was my New Year's Eve.
Pleasure to brothers.
They sent it to your mom?
To my mom.
Hold on. Wait.
Crucify somebody bringing pleasure to you.
That's what the internet is now.
That's what the internet is.
It's the driving, road rage, safe in your car, not having to back up your words.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what that reminds me of?
Yeah.
That reminds me of, I hate to bring it up. It's like two MCs, and one MC says something about another MC's girl. Listen, even if she did give you something.
Right.
Why throw her under the bus?
Yeah, I never got that.
She made your dick feel good.
I never understood that. Even when Jay-Z did the whole Nas, he fucked up baby. I was like, that's a duck move.
You don't destroy the woman for
Why
no
you going
reason?
After the woman? She gave you pussy, stupid.
We never talked about those things okay, 40
that's
years
what we
ago.
Do. Wait, that's a great point.
That's what we do.
The thing she said before, I just want to, before we go...
Men fight different than women. Women fight us to say, I'm sorry, and make up. We fight to kill.
Yeah,
I think women can fight vicious as
that's
a man.
That caveman shit.
That's because you've been fighting a man for years,
by the way,
and you have to learn that way of fighting. Well, times.
Hold on,
only weapon
is lying. Story is lying,
motherfucker.
That's fighting for kill.
That's not only weapon. But
why is Stoya not doing any of their interviews?
I fight both ways.
You can't attack me with that because
she posted it on the 26th. She says nothing else. I think it's only fair now that she can...
Suspicious.
Now, could we move on?
Okay, but this I want to ask. You said before you make
a
choice...
Nobody talk over the big guess.
Yeah, you make a choice when you go in a room
or
a bed.
If I was your man, we would have to transcend the physical. I would have to touch your heart.
Yeah, you gotta have it the way you want it.
I can't. Yeah, I have to have it the way
you gotta have it the way you want it. Fuck that physical
transcendence.
Oh yeah,
you gotta get in our head.
I have to be in heaven. I gotta get in our head.
Gotta get in our head.
I'm a street motherfucker from Harlem. You know me. I'm coke on the east side. I ain't coke on the west side. That shit on the west side is garbage. Yeah, my dick is little, but my heart is big.
That's called an enlarged heart.
I got that
heart.
Coke on the east side. Down. You sniff this, you hook. I get in your head badly.
I'd well, Tracy,
I don't give a fuck if you had Mandingle. I don't care if you had Mandingle.
It don't matter.
He
got
care.
But he got,
got this
in her
good
heart
game.
With his dick.
I'm a comedian. But my tongue is insured by Lords of London. My tongue.
Spit game,
game,
baby.
Good game. Women love to be lied to.
Oh,
y'all
yeah,
just want to hear some good shit. Y'all want to hear that same old shit? I heard that last week. I was telling the young blood in the pizza shop today. I was telling him, if you do, he looking for a girl, you ain't going to find your girl in a bar or a club.
Right.
Guess where you're going to lose at? In the bar or the club. You got to find your girl in the supermarket or the laundry room, or the library.
Yeah.
He said, I told him, even if you find your woman in the library, you found her in the library, but where was she the night before? Fucking glory hole.
Glory hole of all places.
Wait,
fucking glory hole.
What did she want to say?
What,
are anybody ever wanted, you ever been to a glory hole?
No.
I have done glory hole on
the movie.
Camera. Yeah,
oh, yes.
What is it?
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm looking
let's look that up.
That's online.
Has never been invited.
Okay, so what did you want to say?
Are you saying consent ends when you enter a bedroom?
I'm not saying consent ends at all when you enter a bedroom, but I think women need to make better choices.
One thing I want to clear up.
I have gone out on dates with many guys I didn't have sex with. I knew better. I knew to not take them to my apartment. I knew to not go to their apartment. I knew where the boundaries were. So you can go to eat dinner with someone and you can feel them out of it. And you don't have to have sex. You don't have to go that extra 4 hours. You can go home that night.
When a woman goes out on a date with a guy, even if it's the first date, in your mind, do y'all think I might have to do some fucking tonight?
I have a knife, and I think I hope I don't have to shank this motherfucker.
I might have to do some fucking this sucking
tonight.
If we just fucking
crab legs, and I know if I put Kaylin ass up in my Oldsmobile,
I want to have sex with every guy I go on a date with.
You challenge
me. I want to have sex
some
with every one of them. I don't want to eat that useless conversation. I want to have sex with them.
You want lobster tail? You what? You want a lobster tail? That's a 3-finger in the butthole minimum.
Easy.
That's right, baby.
Easy. And if you want surfing
market price.
So I'm not saying you give up consent. I'm just saying women need to make better choices.
That's fair enough.
And women need to stop blaming men for everything because I have been on my own. I've been a porn star. I've been traveling the world, and I haven't had any of these same bad situations. So I'm wondering why. Because I don't drink with strangers. I don't do drugs with strangers. I have boundaries on what I do.
No, women are not responsible to ever worry about any of their safety ever.
I worry about my safety every time I'm meeting somebody. I always worry about
I should be able to count money in public.
Lisa, if I have sex with you, do I have to bring a W-9? Do I bring a W-9? Do you provide the W-9?
I'll provide the W-9.
Wait for me outside, Sherrod. I see outside. Because I know everybody we meet, once they find out me and you together, they're going to be looking at you. Everybody we meet, them beat their dick to you.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Everybody, even him over there in the corner. Yeah, just go down with that can of
soda. That's right.
This thing's hard.
You know what I'm talking about? You done got everybody in this fucking room hard at least one time in their life.
Yes,
and you
sir.
You know it. And her. And this one over here.
We should just lock the door and get it off.
It's a nice feeling. It's a nice feeling.
So y'all leave here, y'all go home together and have some kids.
I want to fucking kids.
I tell them.
Have
three
girl.
Or four kids and be happy.
What do you mean? To eat?
That's all you got to do. Have some kids.
You want to have some
2 minutes. Let's we got to wrap it up.
I want no kids.
Oh, shit.
I know the now time flies, right?
Now God what damn. Am I supposed to do? Take this home with me? I got to use the bathroom. God damn it. I can't go outside with this on my mind. I got to rub it out.
Whatever it becomes. Oh, Jesus. Shelby,
I'll
can
talk
you walk
to you through the door.
Hard-on interference for Tracy? Just block the view of Tracy.
Beautiful.
Do you think there's a glory hole in one of the bathrooms?
We can get one there.
They call me Johnny Gloryhole Seed because I travel the country
lying?
Drilling
women
glory
holes.
Women
lose the fear of dick early.
They
we scare pussy
early.
Every for the rest of our lives because even if she say, "You come on over, I'm gonna speak," I'm
you still gotta perform.
On the way there, you farting in that car like it's report card day. Because you want to perform. You don't want to get booed.
Oh, is that shit. The title? Farting in a car like it's report card day?
That's a series. Is that the title?
I
think that might be it.
Farting in a car like it's report card day.
If she don't call you and say, wait, what the fuck is you doing? Come over here. I want to say, if she don't do that, you was no good. You was no fucking good.
That's a message for the show.
All you is veins and foreskin.
Veins and foreskin might be the name of the title.
All the fucking foreskin.
Veins okay. and foreskin.
All the fucking foreskin. I spent all night trying to get that fucking skin back. All fucking night.
But you know, that makes for better anal sex.
She beat your dick with an attitude.
She would
when you come, she get up and go, ew! She holds her dick way over here, ew! You saying a hump in air.
Wow.
Listen, we're going to thank Tracy Morgan for coming on.
I love you.
We're down in South Carolina this weekend.
Fucking
this
Tracy.
We're in Columbia.
Very much.
We got five shows in Columbia this weekend, me and Tracy, tomorrow. So come down.
I love Columbia, South Carolina. Huh? It's so fun.
When are you in Scottsdale?
Soon,
Waffle
I think.
Waffle House.
This dude wants to come. This
South
guy
Carolina,
from,
I'm coming to you. Okay. And I'm bringing truckloads of funny. Holler at me.
That's right. Walmart trucks full of funny.
A pallet of, four pallets of funny coming your way.
All right. Lisa Ann, thank you, baby. Thanks for coming back.
Of course.
You
know, of course.
I love you.
Just tweet at me at The Real Lisa Ann. My book comes out December 15th. The Life, Read It, Love It, I Did.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to be at the Dark Comedy Festival in Toronto.
Dark?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
I like
Dark Comedy Festival.
Nice.
Toronto.
Listen, the Dark Comedy Festival, that's where all the good stuff is, in the dark places.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to go to the night, but you don't realize that night is cops.
Yeah. Kyle?
Yes, sir?
You got something you want to plug before we break out here?
Yes, I do. My Twitter is blowing up. I got 3 new followers last week. It's at Kyle Dunnigan.
I'm performing at Joe's Pub a week from today.
Joe's Pub, Sierra. And
Aaron, a week from today, you're performing at Joe's Pub.
Joe's Pub, yeah.
Look at that. We dragged into this.
Wow. It doesn't take much. What is it? Tommy, what's your deal?
War Christmas Cabaret
and
Joe's Prug.
Pub show? How many Joe's Pub shows?
I left a lot of DNA in Joe's Pub, nigga.
I know, me too.
Over the time?
Well, just one batch, but
Joe's Pub used to be my
it was
spot.
A lot.
Joe's Pubs.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
Tracy, thanks for coming on, brother.
Thank
we love you.
God damn, that was great, Tracy. Thank you, man.
Race Wars, we out, babe!